Thursday, July 20, 2017, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 9 a.m.
For July 20th, 2017. It is now 9:08. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Joan, can you call roll?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill? Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to excuse Bill for the time being. He's supposed to be back here, so.
In a second.
He's coming.
He said he'll be back.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill? Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Start with the consent agenda for the approval of the previous minutes for July 17th, 2017.
So moved.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, move on to new business. A, we will review property valuation protests by considering all papers relating to the protests and the findings and recommendations of the referee and may make the order recommended by the referee or any other order in the judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referee, or may hear additional testimony, or may set aside such findings and hear the protest new. Okay. Joan, are you ready? Okay. We'll start with parcel 22013678, Timothy J. and Carla R. Smith Decker. And we have a change of about $10,000 on that one.
Okay, so you guys here the other day, and they were going out to take a peek.
You guys just went out. And
is there some new data on here now?
Did you guys find anything new, or is it
no,
staying the same?
No, there's nothing. Yeah. There wasn't anything new. Yeah. So the sale at 2045, you know, we have to say there was some closing.
Yeah, things. Whatever. But
that's
the money's
part
money.
Of every yep. mortgage. That's every sale. So basically, you take that 2045, take it times about 3.73 or 4%. That's your appreciation out there. That's okay. Where he's at. We actually updated his file and got the extra slab in front of the building. He's actually now looking at 213 for 2018 with the corrected. So my recommendation from assessment is just leaving at 209. Rather than roll that at this point.
That's okay.
Good.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
209? Yeah, we'll just keep it the referee's recommendation.
Good. Perfect. Okay. Put some new pictures in there for you guys.
Okay. Okay, parcel 22019656, Christopher Cornell. And we've got a change of about $22,000. On that.
Okay, you want to explain that one, Jeff, there? I mean, I know that you're equalizing. This is a Redbird Lane house.
Yeah, what was the... I'd have to see the number.
The previous was 181. The current was 203-215. The referee recommended 203-215.
Yeah. That's just a market adjustment. That's what a home would sell for there. We have sales in that neighborhood all over too.
Okay.
So.
And they were requesting.
I'm not sure how we got him down to 181 for sure. What happened there in the 16? Because that's actually lower. Because if you look at it, 14 he was at 191, 15 he was at 209.05.
Probably one of the ones that lucked out. They got their taxes dropped down in that neighborhood.
Something with
lucked out. I don't know what that means, but I like saying. Yeah, my son hates it. Lucked out. What's that mean?
That's part of maybe an error when we did the cost table and everything.
So we'll go with the referee's recommendation? Is that what your thought process is?
Yep.
What's everybody else's thoughts on that anyway?
2 or 3 to 50.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there... I know we did it with Decker. Is there anyone in the public that has comment on this one?
That has the big ox smell inside of it.
Okay, are you...
That's my neighbor.
That's yours? That's
neighbor?
Your parcel?
That's my neighbor.
Oh, okay. That parcel isn't yours, though?
I don't see.
Okay. I guess on these, when we read that parcel number, if you're associated with that, after we go through this, if you want to come up and make comment, then feel free to come up here, state your name, tell us what your address is, and we can discuss the recommendations, and we'll go from there, okay? Okay, so on that one, we're staying with the referee's recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, parcel 22005363-4, Michael J. and Pam Weaver. The previous was $169,450. The current total is $178,175. And I do not have a referee total on this one.
There will not be. Those are...
You're abstaining?
No, yeah, we're going to leave them all the same, basically.
Oh, okay, they're...
Yeah.
So they're going to go back to the previous of the $169,450.
So then would that be for...
So,
is that this one?
So, well, I mean...
So why did you not do that for the
Cornell as well?
Yes.
So if you're going to do that,
yeah.
Is that, if you're going to do that for Cornell, I mean,
if,
yeah.
So if all the other,
so Mr. Yeah. Cornell should probably,
yeah. If everything, if they're all going to go back to the previous, then we should probably do that with the Cornell property too.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Jeff?
Well, it hoses us for turf because we're not equalized. So anybody who protests a residential house can pull that parcel out, and we'll lose. It creates an equalization problem.
Okay.
The county and the TURF would not.
Why is this one changed and the rest of these aren't, though? Yes,
that might have been somebody had it coded. 20,
oh, just maybe a correction.
Yeah.
Fine.
You see, so this.
So we'll just stick with the current total then.
Yeah. So like on Chris's, his that 181 is just wrong. There hasn't been a sale under 200,000 in our search.
Oh,
in our
sales. It's probably me at code just a mistake.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just correct this. So the one that we're doing right now, the Weaver 169,450, the previous. So the current is 178,175. We're going to go with the current. Is that what's going to happen?
And we won't change that, right?
Okay. There's Chris there now, I guess. Hey, Chris.
608 Cardinal.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, you see, on that one.
Okay, so our recommendation is going...
You want to, hey, Chris, you want to, on the, where the water is, the podium right there, okay. If you want to, we'll let Kevin...
Okay.
Who's this now?
Chris Cornell. Yeah,
okay.
Okay, we'll go back to parcel 22019-6656, Christopher Cornell.
3801 River Lane. The house has been deemed not livable due to the Big Ox fiasco. It's been contaminated. My doctors have recommended not occupying that house under any circumstance. I have an attorney. What they're recommending to the city is the house be torn down and demolished, even the basement, fill them in dirt. We're in litigation. We're in a 6-month cooling off process. I don't know how far along it's gotten at this point. We haven't heard anything back from our attorneys or anything else at this point. What was in the house, all the food in the house is to be thrown away, and it has been. It's an all medication. People have different effects in the house. The rotten egg smell is not there, which you feel sick after you've been in the house. And I've been told by all health officials, if I'm going to go into the house at all, I have to wear a charcoal filtered mask and not be in there very long. Otherwise, you're going to get sick, and you will eventually not be on too much longer health-wise. We've sent multiple doctors I'm going to yet. And it's a nice looking house. Yes, I had siding replacement last year. I've done a lot of maintenance on it, but you can't occupy it. It makes me sick. I mean, I paid a lot of money for the house. I'm still paying on the house. Now I have to rent an apartment. Unfortunately, it's another state, but it is what it is.
And you have an order for it to be demolished?
Not yet. No.
Not yet. Oh.
It's still in litigation, and after the litigation, then it'll kind of be finalized.
I don't know if you can tell us who's deemed the house unlivable. Has it been done?
Three of my physicians.
Oh. Okay.
Gotcha. Kerala, this analogist, and then Dr. Brenner.
Okay.
My brother's also in the house. He says there's something off my house. I can see why you can't live in that house. He couldn't stand it either.
Okay.
And he can't smell. He's got Olfactory syndrome.
Okay. There hasn't been any court orders yet, though?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Here is what we are doing. We are going with the current totals on the houses for this, for yours. We're going with the current total, and that was...
Just to let you know, we also have been advised to contact the mortgage company and told them not to pay taxes on the houses.
Okay.
I haven't done so yet, but that's what our attorneys advised us. We've not done so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You said there's like a 3-year time period on that, in that time frame?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We haven't proceeded with
anything. I'm sure that part of it is being addressed in your action with the...
We hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Very good idea. It'll just have to be revisited after your court order, I'm sure. But for right now, that's what we're doing as a board on yours, is we're going with the current total, what the recommendation was.
So the house cannot be sold either, or the property, at this point. So.
Yep. Okay.
I've contacted a realtor, one of the ones in town, Mike. What'd you say? He said, no one will buy the house at any price. On it. So the house has absolutely no value whatsoever.
Okay.
To remediate that house, you have to strip everything out of it, including the studs, and rebuild it. Same for the basement. Because the concrete will absorb the stuff too, and there's no way to get it out, according to Service Master.
That should all come out at litigation time, all that information.
Yeah.
And we can make it accordingly, we can work with that.
Yeah, we can make adjustments if we have to. You know, after the court orders and stuff like that, or settlements are reached, or however it's done.
But it's supposed to be said about a city after a week. We've been out of the house now for 9 months. Maybe this month.
Yeah, it's been.
We're all frustrated.
Well, without a doubt, we've been watching the news, and it's a terrible situation for you people. I don't think anybody understands.
Regardless of
the timing, you know, I know started in October and through the holidays and living in a motel. I mean, I get it. I mean, believe me, it would be miserable, and it's too bad.
Can't use any furniture in the house or anything else.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how long litigation
would take? Right now we're in what, 2 months into a 6-month cooling off period.
Okay.
And then whatever it takes to go up before we get in front of a judge, you know, 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Can I give a recommendation?
Yep.
For the
group.
For the
just say your name and.
Sure. Rick Hyerts. I own property at 1498 Bennett. My thought process would be, number one, as the city hasn't helped us, maybe the county would, to go back to October, cut our taxes off as October. And we settle at the end of the litigation instead of us trying to bear the burden now, which we can't afford. I mean, we need some help. There's none of us that can afford what we're doing. I'm in my retirement, you know, just to make the house payment and rent payment. And if you take the taxes away, at least we have a little cushion. And then, you know, if you go back to October, readjust it, at the end of the litigation, we can settle up then instead of us going in the hole every month.
You got to trip the county attorney for that.
Yes. And
to forgive taxes.
I know it's ugly, but it's really ugly for us.
Yeah, forgetting taxes is a whole different thing than setting the values, okay? And again, we understand what you guys are after.
Well, then we would just adjust the values down to zero at this time. or the property, at least the dwellings. Because the dwellings are non-inhabitable. You cannot go in there.
And that
I was in there for 20 minutes the other night in the basement. I got stuck in my house where I was doing horse chores. And when the sirens were going off and the tornado warnings, and I come out puking. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in there 20 minutes. It was either get out or pass out if the storm was there or not.
Also, the local fire department will not respond to calls from those houses. They're not the firemen in the house to put fires out. They're not the rescue calls in that house. They came to the local fire chief from Meriwether. Yeah.
The county hasn't, and I'm in the county, so I'm guessing it's the city jurisdiction. So I'm talking to you guys as a county resident, not a city resident. We need some help and understanding or something. So that's
I appreciate that, as much as anybody. The situation is, at least as far as what I see, those decisions are going to be made in the court. We can't really go forward and say, you're not going to pay any taxes based on a house that's not worth anything, because that's not what we are here to do. That's what the litigation is going to do, and I certainly appreciate it. And I've worked on a lot of homes in that neighborhood, and I had a good friend who just gave a house away on Redbird, and I appreciate it as much as anybody, but it's just not really with the scope of what.
And just what you said there, and this is me talking.
Yeah.
And out of line, probably, like you said, they just gave it away at a price way reduced. And why is Chris's house being evaluated at the price it's being evaluated?
Because the equalization, just like Jeff made the comment, going to Turk, down on the state level, we still got to evaluate. Like Ron made the comment that we could go out there, and if the house is tore apart inside and they're doing work, we can do, a value on that until it's done. But if there's still a dwelling there, it's a little bit difficult for us to, even though you guys are not living in them, and Chris is, and I understand, it would be an act of Congress to try to sell that house. I get it. As of right now, I understand that. But you still got to have a value on it. Unfortunately, in your mind, there's no value, and the value has depleted without a doubt. But we still got to throw a value on it. And if we don't equalize it, then all of a sudden, the Board of Equalization is equalizing the taxes. And obviously, there's a dwelling, there's land there. And if we do it differently, then it just creates problems, havoc for us down at the state level is what it does. And I know it doesn't sound right, but let me tell you what: when there's attorneys and when there's insurance companies and all those people involved, we're just kind of a pissing post here. That's all we are. Okay? We got to follow the guidelines as well. And believe me, I'm sure the city, somewhere along the line, would love to have said, hey, they'd love to do the things that they wanted to do for you, but their hands are tied as well.
No, they're not.
Well, I don't know. And I don't want to speak for. I don't want to speak for the city. Listen, I feel bad for you people. I do. I don't want to. I don't even want to go down that avenue. And I probably shouldn't even say nothing about the city. Yeah. But my point is we just we feel bad for you guys, and I wish there was something we could do for you.
Yeah, we, like Scott was saying, with the Board of Equalization, we've got to equalize. There is a dwelling there, and we know that there's an issue. There's a problem, but we can't depreciate off of that until, you guys have it settled.
Totally.
In the meantime, we still have to pay taxes on a place we can't live.
Well, if you're being advised not to pay your taxes at all.
We can't. If you have a mortgage, you can't take that out of there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying we can't depreciate these dwellings down to zero.
The county attorney with that.
Yeah, the county attorney obviously is out on leave here. With the family emergency, but anyways, so, and I wish she was here to try address a few things for us. What, if you want to.
Can I say a couple things? I'm Robert Baker, and I own condo 3820, 3822, 3824, and 3826 G Street. You all brought it out that have these been determined that they're uninhabitable? Yes, they have. The city moved everyone out October 24th for 5 months until they ran out of money. and then they booted us out in the street. So they determined, number one, those houses are not inhabitable. Number one. Number two, Scott, your brother's ex-house. Right there. They stripped it down to nothing.
What does that have to do with me?
No, it has nothing to do with me.
It has to do with my brother. My brother? Don't start with me. I understand your frustration. But don't come in here and sit there and say my brother's house.
Okay?
It has nothing to do with me.
The Goodyear's house.
I'm aware.
Which your brother used to own.
Get rid of this fucking guy.
You don't have to be that way.
We're here to try to work with you.
No, I'm not trying to help you.
Whatever.
Okay, they stripped it.
Whatever.
Just give me a minute, will you? I'm just trying to be.
I've seen enough on TV.
I'm not trying to be argumentative. They stripped it down to nothing.
Okay, hold on. Let's stop for just a second. We're going to go through these parcels, and when yours comes up, you can. Everyone can come up and they can discuss their parcel and why it should be changed, and we'll make a decision there. Okay, we're starting to get a little. Things are getting heated. We'll just get this to that stage, okay? And then when you come up, you can speak your mind. We'll give you about 3 to 5 minutes.
2 minutes.
Okay. And then we'll make our decision from there. Okay, so we are. Chris came up. He talked about his. And then we're back on to parcel 220053634, Michael J. and Pam Weaver. Previous total was 169,450. Current total was 178,175. And the recommendation, Jeff, we'll let you just do a brief synopsis of why the recommendation is 178,175.
It's not. There's no recommendation.
The current total, and then why you recommended that to be the current total.
That's just market and equalization.
Okay. So we're going up the market and equalization. That's why that one is 178,175. Is anybody here to discuss that parcel? Okay.
Let's see, they went at 169. Is that what it
says there? Previous total was 169.
So.
And our current was the 178,175. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, if no one is here to discuss that, are we fine with the current total?
Yeah.
Okay. Parcel 220196745, Dana L. Bring. Previous total was 195,400. Current total is 195,400. Okay, so we did not have a change on that one.
That one there looks like we just recommend so to go to current, right?
No. Yeah. There's no change between the previous.
There's no change for my idea.
This one's still livable. It's just in the neighborhood.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. It is. Okay. So that one was already equalized.
So that's just no change.
No change in the neighborhood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't remember if Dana told me he was impacted or not.
Okay, is anyone here for that parcel?
No.
Okay, are we, what's the board fine with that?
For more equalization.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
Parcel 220162417, Kenna Development, LLC.
Which I don't.
Previous total is 156,705, and the current recommendation is 156,705. Okay, Jeff, what do you have on that one?
It's Robert Baker.
Okay.
We got a few of them here. Which
okay.
Is the first number?
220162417.
This guy.
Okay, and I see we have four on that one. We also have 220162336.
Yep.
Robert L. Baker Jr. and Rilla?
Rilla.
Rilla Marie McCulloch. The previous total is 156,405. Current is 156,405. We have parcel 22016135, Kenna Development LLC. Previous of 147,265. Current of 147,265. And parcel 22016055, Kenna Development LLC. Previous total of 147,860. And a current total of 147,860. Jeff, let's start with...
Are those the four units within the fourplex? Are those four separate properties?
Yes, four separates. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with 22016217. And there was no change in the previous to the current.
Yep, that was... That stayed at current.
Okay. It's
all four of them did. Yeah.
All four, actually. Yep. So when we talk about that, so all four stayed at current.
At the current value?
Yep.
Okay.
And then again, it would be market equalization.
Okay.
They're always the two primary reasons we adjust. And he has evidence.
Okay. Do we have that scanned in?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can scan down so you guys can take a look at that, too.
Okay. Let's start with... Well, 38. Well, what's the first one?
I don't have anything in these five.
You don't? Okay.
Well, I don't have anything in that one. Do you have something?
Is it a different parcel?
We've got.
Maybe the last parcel is the one I got scanned.
Oh, it could be under.
Yeah.
Joan, can you look under 22 or protest number? Protest number 283. Under 283 or 282, 281.
I'll look.
Doesn't look like it.
It's out there.
Uninhabitable. Okay.
There's nothing scanned in. Do you guys have additional on them?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why.
There's information. Essentially, here, I'll kind of pass this packet around so you guys can look at it. The first stuff here we're looking at is an explanation, the current taxable values, the cost to clear, to make that lot vacant again.
Okay.
To get rid of the home. And all four of them are in that. And as you get through that, the next piece of evidence is a journal article about Big Ox and paying the not paying the hotel, stopping to pay the hotel bills. I should say it that way.
You know, may I say something here real quick, Chair?
Yes.
Okay. This is all litigation. Okay. We're going right down the line, keeping everybody's current, because we have to. Okay. Because we have to. And like I said, I wish Kim was here, our attorney, to explain it more thoroughly than what I am. And I know you guys are sick and tired of hearing about attorneys and all the above. I get that. Okay, Baker, I understand. But you got to understand our standpoint that, like I referred to earlier, we're just kind of the peeing post here. You know, we have people that guidelines that we got to follow. And I know you don't want to hear it, but I don't know how else to put it. I mean, if we're keeping everybody at current and you guys are in litigation right now, I mean, I don't know how we can change anything. I mean, I know it's like beating a dead horse. You guys are paying tax on something that you can't live in. I mean, that sucks. I mean, I get it. But if we start doing changes for you guys, and it ends up on the state level, then guess what? Then we're involved in a bad situation. And we just can't, I mean, I just wish people, I mean, I know you guys are digging and scratching and clawing and trying to figure a lot of things out, and it's probably been a terrible process. But I just don't know how what else we can do besides going by, you know, the current totals. You know, I don't know if anybody wants to add to that. I mean, go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, I was going to say, just...
Okay, well, just the proof, you know, that they are uninhabitable. The city moved us out. They had their experts look at them and say, okay, you're out for 5 months. Their money ran out, so that included us out of the hotel. So there's number one, where they've proven that these houses are unlivable. Number two, we've had experts like Scott Manley from ServiceMaster come in, which they stripped the Goodyear's house down to the studs, put a machine in there for 2 weeks, ran that machine. They came back in 2 days later, just as bad as it was from day one. They said it can't be fixed. Scott came to my place. He says, they're going to have to be demolished. He says, we cannot do anything for you. So, I mean, those are the experts that say, if you've got a meth house on the street, that meth house, and it was $200,000 meth house, you don't value that at $200,000 yet because it's going to have to be destroyed. It is worthless. It's actually worth, it's a liability because it's going to cost to tear it down and rehab that property. You know, but using the equalization as an excuse and your litigation as an excuse, that doesn't fly because the building is worth what it's worth. That someone will pay for it, which they won't. They won't buy those houses. They will not buy. We've got to disclose that stuff, and nobody can go in there. You cannot go in there. I would bet anyone in this room to go spend one night in my place, and they will not come out alive. And you know, we don't need to keep proving how bad these places are. We just got to say, okay, this is what the value of it is. This is what someone would pay for it, or this is what it would be taxed at. We can't say we're going to have litigation 3 years down the road, and we'll worry about it then. These are what those houses are valued at. These are what they're worth, and this is what they need to be valued at. And my place is worth zero because it's going to cost to tear it down, so it's actually a negative situation. So using the excuse that we're going to wait for litigation doesn't make it worth any more or any less 3 years down the road. It is what it is right now, and that's what it is. You can go in there. The plumbing, the red copper plumbing is all black. The copper wiring is all black. All the furniture that was in there has stuff growing on it now. It's like, you know, so that issue right now, we take that 3 years down the road. Does it make it worth any more today? No, it is what it is today. This is what it is. And we can't worry about valuing it at its true property value right now just because the neighbors around have an equalization that we've got to keep this number at. That doesn't fly. You know, it is what it is. It's worth zero. And that's what it needs to be taxed at.
Join a cannon later this week.
Well, can we?
And we'll get a ruling on what he thinks.
We've talked about it, and we do have to equalize it. If it's worth zero, let me ask you, if it's worth $0, would you sell it right now to somebody for $0? You just sign it over and be done with it.
But they're gonna sign all the responsibility of the liability of it. They're gonna sign every dime of the liability for that property. If somebody gets sick, somebody goes in there. They're going to sign it off.
Okay. All right. What I'm saying is, right now,
this is what we'd like to do.
That house at that value at $150 should be a place that someone could go there and live and occupy and enjoy their life in that home and pay the taxes on that home. We can't. We cannot go there. It's like it just will have yellow police tape on it. You cannot go in there.
Okay. Well.
So why do we get imposed with still the same value when we can't use it? That's not fair to us. I mean, can you look at it from our side? We can't go in there.
I see it from your side. I really do.
Yeah.
I understand that you're frustrated and you've got to make these changes. But as the Board of Equalization, we have a structure. We have a structure there, and we have to value it. Now, if we have to make adjustments later on because the court says it's unlivable and it has to be done, then we can. If the court says that it is livable and these adjustments don't have to be made, this was still a dwelling that was still worth this money at that time. And until there is some type of court order, I think our hands are tied here. I think until we get court order or legal advice, that's what we have to go with.
What I'd like to do, Kevin, if you don't mind, is if anybody else, if we just want to hear you out for a few minutes, we'd like to go into a closed session. Just ask everybody to leave the room, let us discuss a few things, and then we'll have everybody come back in. Okay? Is that a fair statement? Okay, that's what we'd like to do. All right? So, and I'm not running the meeting, Kevin is, but that's kind of what I think what we need to do. So if anybody wants to get up and tell us their name, and then we can find your parcel number, and then we can go from there. And then you guys will have, once we talk in closed session, then you guys can have a couple minutes to discuss whatever.
You know, just think about that meth house. So it's a meth house, and we're going to value it at this. We know that we can't do anything with it. We're not waiting for a court or a judge down the road to say, okay, that's a meth house. No, we know what the value
is. I think the issue with that is that this is a unique situation. We have not come upon it before. Meth houses, that's not a unique situation. That's been dealt with. It's been documented. It's been extensively researched. I've gone through meth lab school. I've gone through recertification. I know how to break them down. I know the costs associated with it. This is a unique situation. It has not occurred. It definitely not occurred in this county before like this. The meth house, that's been hammered away on. They know that. This is an unknown. And that's why we're in the situation we are right now. So that's where we are. I mean, I understand the concerns, and
I don't my frustration, and I don't know about anybody else, but my frustration is we gotta keep at this value because of the neighborhood and the equalization. That to me is just like, you know, we're doing this because we gotta be equal to the other people. Well, I'm sorry, but all those other people that are in those neighborhoods out there are gonna get hammered because this ain't hit yet. And you wait till next year.
Well,
we're going to be lucky to have $50,000 and $75,000 houses in that neighborhood. But we're trying to do what we can do right now.
Well, and we're doing what we are required to do, what we have to do. And if adjustments have to be made, we'll gladly make them. I mean, we will. But we've got to have some court order or something to give us the guidance on it first. We'll gladly work with people.
This isn't the last stop on this. The board can rule, and we can quote whether it's the litigation or the market or the equalization, but if you still disagree with it, then the Tax Equalization and Review Commission can be petitioned.
Another question, though. You know, we pay tax on this house, properties, whatever it is, the state, county, whatever. They said once it's all said and done, they're not going to refund that money.
Yes, they can.
They will.
They will.
They will.
They do it all the time.
Yeah, they will.
They do it
multiple times a year on a tax roll correction or a ruling by the Tax Equalization Review Board. I do it all the time. Yeah, they do refund. Or they'll apply it to, well, the treasurer's not here. I shouldn't speak to that, but there's different methodologies of doing it.
Okay. Anybody else? Who else?
Goodyear
wants to just state your name. We'll figure out what parcel you have, and then we'll get it pulled up.
I didn't know about the meeting. I live at 1501 Bennett. I'm Brenda Orlando. I'm part of this mess. I didn't come on Friday because it was my business 1 year opening, so I'm part of the mess.
Okay, this is parcel 22007032.
So 9 months I've dealt with this. I have to go back to work. I've taken so much time off of work. I can't be here, but I'd like to know what's going to happen. If somebody could please let me know what's going to happen. My family can't live there.
Well, right now the previous total was 136,375, and the current was 134,290. And it went down.
I just submitted the claim.
What was our reasoning Jeff, on the lower.
What number is this one here? How do I own
it? Oh, it's 384.
It would be, I mean, the market, because we make those adjustments, they can go up or down.
Okay.
On that. So this one here, this is further down. So this is where they're paving now. So when we get down to Bennett, this is where, you know.
Yeah, it was just like across from
her. Yeah. Yep. So she just had corrections and adjustments made to her.
Okay.
And I think it actually, I think hers went down just a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think what we're going to do is, after everyone speaks, we're going to go into a closed session. We're going to discuss some things, and then when we come back, we'll discuss how we're going forward with it.
So, I won't be here. I have to go to work.
So. Okay.
Thanks for coming in.
I didn't know. Somebody told me. I didn't know. So, any help would be nice. Thank you.
Okay.
3825 Park Place.
Okay.
And
what's your name, ma'am?
Karen Raymond.
Karen Raymond. Okay. 2201-591-14 is the parcel number, and that was 183-945, and the referee's recommendation was 183-945.
Okay, I lived right on the corner, so when the sewer went around the corner, I was the first house that the jail came into, and the guy who may come back come. It's a townhouse. The other people, they moved out for a while, then they had bed bugs and had to go back to their house. So they made a settlement. But still, I don't have a value because I can't live there until the city comes around and helps clean it or whatever.
Okay. And then
that's it.
But they won't let us do anything to get started. Because everything now has come to a standstill.
Okay. And what was our reasoning for remaining the same?
Is it the same? There's no adjustment.
No adjustment.
Market.
Nothing. Okay. Okay. Is there anybody else?
Rick Hyatt, 1498 Bennett.
Okay, this is parcel 22006-99956. Previous total 153415 and the current total 153415.
My house, the number one, the mayor said not to go in it. They checked and, it's uninhabitable. And like I had said earlier, I went in there last week in the storm and you just can't stand it. My place is probably a little unique compared to the others because I have the acreage. I should have horses. I do training. I raise horses. I can't do that because I'm not there. I'm losing revenue every day off of my property just because I'm not there. It's a bad deal. For the city, the county, and everybody. You talk about equalization. We had a neighbor just sold their house. It's going to come back to haunt them because they did not disclose anything about the smell that they had in their house.
That's illegal. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be an ugly, ugly mess all around. And you can take one house and say, the neighbor's house is worth $200,000 as a figure. That don't make them squat because their house isn't worth $200,000. If they try to sell it, it's worth $50,000. That's for the lot. And the lot has to be decontaminated too. Kevin, you maybe were down in that area during that time because of the odor, or in your job. I got my best horse right now cannot breathe just from the outside odor. lived in it, in the barn. The odor was so bad. I don't know what I'm going to do with her. She's my, you know, $15,000 show horse. It goes way beyond anything, any scope than what anybody thinks. You know, I don't know. But like I said before, we need help from somebody. The city told us to go stick it in their ass. Big Ox told us to stick it in their ass. You know, we need some help from somebody. You know, a dollar here is a dollar here.
Yeah.
And I think I'm speaking that way for everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And then on his...
Always the same. The same.
In this area. They got their own.
I mean, his own evaluation is based on both equalization and
law.
Okay. This is parcel 22019664, Jonathan D. and Betty J. Goodyear. Previous total was 219,320, and the current was 219,320.
Our house was supposed to be the test house. Every single house that was affected was supposed to be taken down to the studs. There's no carpet. There's no flooring. It's down to anything that was absorbed, anything that was that could absorb something was supposed to be taken out. They stopped at taking any sheetrock out because they wanted to do the plumbing test. And they had, we did receive a threatening letter from the city that if we did not do the plumbing test, that it would result in not having any more work done in the house. And we did the plumbing test. It, of course, pushed things through. We don't have any working toilets. We don't have any appliances hooked up. It's not livable. You have subfloor and concrete. You have carpet tack strips. It's a dangerous work site at this present time, and you still can't live in it.
Okay. And you went in the house and looked at it, Jeff, or
no?
Somebody did.
We brought pictures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. I talked to your husband John, and he said you stripped everything down, and you know, going back, and I know it was my brother's house, and obviously that has nothing to do with him or,
right.
You know. And John even told me, he says, hey, tell your brother and sister-in-law that we love the house, and it's just an unfortunate situation, you know. And I know you guys got it all to our part.
Yeah, it's still to our part, and it will continue to until it's demolished.
Yeah.
I would not allow anyone to live in that house. I don't feel safe in that house. When we finally had the H2O guy come and take the water softener out of there, it took him about a half hour. He ended up with a migraine headache, and he, of course, is just one more person that understands that it might not be as bad as it used to be because all the carpet is torn out, but it still affects you. If you're in there for any length of time. And then all of our personal properties in the garage, and of course, as soon as you open up the garage door, the stench just overtakes you. And again, that the personal property is part of the litigation, but the actual house is, it's not worth anything. No one can even live in it. No one will buy it like that. No, I wouldn't want to sell it to someone unless they were going to demolish it and try to rebuild. Service Master said they could take those zero something rather to try to clean the air the best they could, but they could not promise that they couldn't take out the chemicals that have been pumped in. As far as the meth house relationship, there is methane that the Big Ox is supposed to capture. And they have these scrubbers that take it off of the inside of the pipes, and then they sell it. None of the methane has been captured. It has gone straight through to the homes as well as other chemicals. And so there's about
I don't know, half a dozen to a dozen chemicals that I can't even pronounce that are in those homes or could possibly be in those homes. Every single home has a different mix, obviously, but it's much like a meth, different kind of methane, but it's still a meth-ish house.
Yeah, the methane and meth are two.
Yes, they are two different,
but they're completely opposites. The meth is just the name.
Methane, I
understand that. Yeah, meth is phosphorus and red phosphine and stuff like that. But it, does your place, is that what it currently looks like right now? Okay, pretty, got it, okay.
Okay.
Okay, and
so on.
Rice?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Are we sticking with just staying at current value on
well,
all?
We have been, but we want to go into closed session and talk about some things.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of
well,
been...
Well, I'll hold this one out. Okay.
And your total was based off of equalization?
Complete home, yeah. And market. That's
and market.
What, yeah.
Okay. Just typical market, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Betty.
Kathy Clayson, 515 Redford Plains.
Okay, this is parcel number 22019-6303, Michael and Jacqueline Clayson.
Mm-hmm.
And the previous total was 197,720, and the current total is 197,720.
I'm just like the rest of them. It's a big ox issue. we have health issues, as I had submitted, and I also submitted... the list of chemicals from the state that Big Ox has pumped into our home. If you look at those chemicals and the side effects, it's scary as hell. They're talking lung cancer and other things. Every one of our homes. None of our homes have been tested for that by the city. They were only concerned with H2S. Today, I am living in a camper in my driveway with a porta pot. This house, like many of you, have invested your hard work and time into your homes. I am 2 years short of paying off my retirement. because we have to continue paying house payments and taxes, we can't afford a place. Come winter, I have to find family and friends to live with. By freeing up some of our taxes, even $500 or whatever it is, because it's all in escrow, it would help defray some of this expense. This is, like you can tell, it's very emotional for all of us. Like Rick said, it's his business. My husband's office was in our home. When we were kicked out of the motel, his office was McDonald's in the library. Yes, his wages have decreased substantially because of this. And as many of us want, we all want good value for our homes, because we all wanted to turn around and sell our homes in time like the rest of you. I didn't want a zero balance. I wanted to have a house value in 2 years to sell. But right now, it's not looking promising for us. But I would like you really to look over those chemicals that was supplied, that Big Ox put into our homes, and how dangerous they are to each and every one of us, not just as adults, but children. Thank you.
And then, Jeff, on that one, that current was based off of...
That group. That standard group was okay. Yeah, market.
Okay. Is there anybody else? Okay, for those, there's no more public comment. We are...
Did anybody else, are there any other homes where they started to do work on them? That they had started to gut a home, or they just had the test home that they were doing that on?
We all had meters.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just want to add to that with Betty. Our house had all our personal belongings taken out of anything but fabric. Towels, linens, you know, my wedding dress, baptismal dress, all that stuff was gone. We just took what we could, and that was it. So I have it in storage, but the city requested to pull it all out. So the next step, excuse me, was to pull out the carpet, just like they did at Goodyear's. It appears that because of the expense, and they're not seeing a solution to it, they stopped with us. And then they didn't proceed on the candles and then pull out their items. But it was like, what's the use? That's how I interpret it. What's the use of proceeding on with it when you're not seeing a result? And those chemicals, to our knowledge, none of them have been tested in our homes. It was just that each of us. Is that correct?
So yeah. And the meters the city put in, they went off last weekend at mine. So it's still there. It's still going on. My place was hooked directly to that plant, up right to that corner of 39th and G, and it pumped it just straight into those conduits. And the meters are still going off.
My line down at my end, where it goes down the gravel road, runs straight into my house.
3 million gallons of industrial toxic waste going right to our houses.
Did anyone else start gutting their place at all, tore anything up?
They were supposed to. It was in the plans that they take out every single ounce of flooring in every single house that was affected. That was the plan from the very beginning.
But then they figured out that wasn't the solution. So there again, they deemed the house was uninhabitable when they stopped proceeding. Because there is no solution.
And they sent a service master to all of our homes to start looking into all of that.
Yeah, they asked, there's just no way I can guarantee you 100% like this after a fire. And I'll ever do the code and sort of out those houses. It won't come back to you, either the heat or some other factor.
See, Big Ox would never give out the chemicals that they create in their process until the EPA or the DEQ requires them to do on a yearly report. That yearly report came out in May. Middle of May. That's when we found out what we were
experiencing.
We all have lung issues. There isn't one of us that don't go to the pulmonologist and that stuff. The houses cannot, I don't know how we can stress it anymore. You cannot go in the house. That means it's unsellable. That means it's worth zero.
I'm afraid to be in there because I don't know if something's going to go off, like if there's going to be a spark and it's going to blow up.
You know, we have electricity shut off in our home. Yeah. We have the water shut off, and so that deems it unlivable because we can't have the electricity on in the homes because the copper has been deteriorated from the H2S. All of the copper is black, and when the chemical reaction to copper from hydrogen sulfide, it turns it black and it starts to eat it, and then it softens up, so your water pipes will blow, the connections and everything will in your electrical boxes, outlets and all that, it just eats everything away, which creates a hazard.
Can't plug stuff in.
You can't have anything plugged in. It gets so in your thought process and in your communications, please take all that into consideration. All we're asking is for a little help. We don't have our mortgage that we have to pay, but the tax would be a little relief for us. I don't know what else to say.
Does insurance still cover your homes?
Yes.
They do.
Well, we have to have insurance on our homes, but they don't cover this situation.
No.
So
if there was sewage coming in their homes, they would cover it. Gas, they do not. And they all come in as a gas product.
Everybody was pointing fingers at everybody, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it points to two people, or two entities, yep. Let's say that. They were both, had their hands up their nose when they
But this is something unique that has never happened before, so nobody knows.
I don't know if you guys realize that hydrogen sulfide situation as this has happened three times in the world. One time was in Finland, and twice in Dakota County, Nebraska. The other time was the Modlin case. So Dakota County doesn't have a very good reputation when it comes to sewer. You know.
Where was the Modlin?
What year was the Modlin? When did anybody know? I never heard about
1997.
That.
Where was that at?
Dakota City?
With IDP, the gal died from cancer, and back to hydrogen sulfide poisoning. You know, I don't think the number was ever disclosed, but everybody that has been in public office for any length of time should remember that. The people in the city, you know, Bruce Davis was the mayor, Bill McCarty, and Dave, Nelson, all of them were on the city council at that time. For some reason, that just left their mind. That's our frustration.
You know, one interesting fact is that I mentioned earlier, 3 million gallons a day went down that stream. Somebody decided to run 3 million gallons of toxic sewage down a residential sewer line. Your house puts out 60 gallons a day on average. That means 50,000 homes of sewage was going down that one line. 50,000 homes of industrial toxic sewage. What do you think is going to happen?
Into a pump station.
The person that decided to do that.
1.5 million.
Yeah. It was not thought ahead. So, and that's beside the point.
All we can ask is please.
Where did Joan go, Kevin?
She went and made a phone call to the county attorney and see what they need.
We're
going to call Sassy.
So let's put in a closed session real quick here, and then Joan can come in when she's.
We're
to make sure?
Okay.
I do have one more comment. My husband works for the IRS. He just goes in once a week to the city office. Usually works from home. He's not the guy that takes your money. He's the guy that makes certain that people in charge of department have a reasonable share in different things. So he hears things at the office. It'll all be hearsay. But he heard the running joke was our neighborhood. That if an IRS agent were to try to repossess our homes, they would be worth zero. That was the words from the Sioux City IRS office that's next to the mall. We can't get them to put it in writing because it would, of course, be disclosing personal information. But it was heard from the IRS office that they could not take any value from our homes. We don't know if we would need. We had discussed it with the lawyer as far as who we could have come out to our homes to put it in writing so that we could have a proof that we could actually use for any reason whatsoever. And it'd have to be like a real estate broker. And that's where the idea of the assessor having someone to say, hey, yeah, this is not worth anything. You can't get any value from this.
Have you had a realtor come out and make that statement yet?
No, we have not. We kind of hit a brick wall as far as the question was out there. We never got really a response as far as who we could get to put it in writing, whether it be a real estate broker or someone to put it in writing, because that's what we need.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, okay, was there any other public comment involving your parcels? Okay, I don't believe we have any other public comment right now. We are going to go into closed session to discuss possible litigation. So we need a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
James, yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Good.
Can I make a motion to come out of closed session?
I'll second it.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I open the door too soon?
No.
I got all excited.
Are you kidding? I can see that.
Yes, we're moving on.
Well, I think we've already heard public comment.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, we have come out of closed session. It is now 10:39. Come out of closed session to discuss litigation.
Yeah.
Possible litigation.
Is that recording? Is there speaker on, John?
Okay, we've discussed, and this is what the board is going to do. Right now, we have to go off of equalization and fair market value. We've spoken with a representative from the state, and that's what we have to go off of. So, what our current totals are that we talked about that is...
The
no.
Okay, you just said no.
That's what we're going with, is this current total. That's based off of fair market value and the Board of Equalization, or excuse me, off of equalization properties. Okay? We, like I said, we spoke to the state, and that's what they told us we have to go off of. We are not the last step in that. There is still the option of TURC. And TURC can take you out of equalization. We can't take you out of equalization. TURC can. Okay? So, right now, we are going off of the current total.
And you guys, and does everybody kind of understand how the TURC works? Obviously, I said I wasn't going to say no more, but if you just have a problem with that, I guess. I just want to just make sure everybody understands.
If you don't understand TURC,
Jeff's office
is just right down there. And can you meet with them?
Yeah. I'll start finding everybody.
Yeah. If you can call, set up an appointment to speak to Jeff about TURC and how to file, how fast you have to file, and how to go about that process. But for right now, this is what we're required to do. TURC can take you out of the equalization. We can't. So that's where we stand at this hearing.
How soon do we have to file anything? Just real general.
You'll get a letter with the final ruling, like Kevin's talking about now. That comes out 7 days after it's official. Then you'll get that letter, and that gives us, I believe it's another 30 days to petition the TURC. So it'll be after today, it'll be a week or so, and then you'll get your letter in the mail. When you get that, you can just call the assessor's office, and we'll set up an appointment and go through that.
I think
stuff.
August 25th.
What was the date?
I think August 25th. I'm thinking August 25th is the last day.
I think that sounds right.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we will move on to the other parts.
Hey, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck. Hope it all works out for you guys. I really do.
Yeah. Okay.
Leon Olson.
Yeah, we'll just get all the.
Yeah.
Jackie.
Boy, which. What do we got for. Leon, what do you got for protest numbers? Do you have those? What ones are you all going to be talking to us about?
Well, there's a lot of parcels, but primarily, primary ones, I've got Olson brothers, we're talking Gary, Steve, and John, and then I got their mothers, which is another farm. And then there's about three that Dan Creener filed. They're not near as big as, I'll say, the ones for the Olsons.
Okay, because we've got to read off our parcel numbers.
Okay, I have those.
So if you've got a list of the parcel numbers, I can match them up.
What's all right here?
It's right here. Is it this one?
Yeah, on the second page.
Here.
Oh.
I mean, we've got 30 figures.
Here's
the farm.
Just the farm.
Just the farm.
I got it right here, if you want to. Yeah, that's the one involved, Steve, Mary, and John, and then here's the list that are doing.
Man, look at that. Leon, you had a letter with this nice pretty letterhead on it, and all I get is regular copies.
So.
And I gave you that. It was in the through this
one. We'll be looking at parcel 22046101. Oh, Lord. 22008554. Can't find 22008390, 22008381, 22008359, 22008342, 22008207. Are you trying to write these down, John?
No, I'm not. It's right here.
Okay, 22008373. 22008241, 22008377, 22008625, 22021075, 22015061, 22016020, 22015439, 22008394. 22008300, 22006755, 22007154, 22006745, 22016967, 22007163, 22008449, 22008272, 22008255, 22007929.
I'm going to back up. The Thelma Harris one, is that part of this? There's one here that says Thelma Harris. Two of them.
Yes. Those
are those contracts?
Yeah, and the contract's been paid off. I told Gary they need to go to their attorney to get to the courthouse.
Okay.
Their names are actually on there too as contract buyers.
All right.
And
I thought it was out of place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gary or John?
Here's that stat.
Well,
okay. He's
John's here.
Oh, John's here. Okay.
Okay.
Gary's got a irrigation fitter problem.
But you pointed back at Gary, and I was just confused as all.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
He represents all the old.
I know he does.
Okay, these are going to be farm, and it's under John and Lisa Olson. Steve Olson Farms Incorporated, Gary E. Olson Farms Incorporated, John and Lisa Olson, John and Lisa Olson et al., John C. and Lisa M. Olson, Steve, Gary, and John Olson, Thelma Harris, John, Steve, and Gary Olson, and that covers all the names associated with those.
There's a contract buyer on Thelma Olson. The contract, she's dead. Lumen paid off. Yeah.
Okay.
The other one.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I don't have the parcel numbers on the three that Dan Creener filed. I don't have those. I didn't bring that one with me.
Okay. Yeah, we can figure it. We'll hear.
It's going to be the same issues.
Okay. Let's start. Tell us what we got going on.
Okay. Well, I've been working with Jeff pretty closely and trying to come up with the value. And this is probably what's causing him the most problem. I don't know that so much disagrees with the answer I got, but the problem of what you just got talking about, Turk, dealing with Turk. I've done an extensive calculation on all of these, and I took, and Jeff has seen this big spreadsheet, I took every parcel, broke it down by land, whether it's high quality, low size, applied the rent to it, and came up with a value by parcel using the income approach. The income approach is actually allowed under the regs, but of course that wasn't what Jeff used when he sent out his proposed assessment values. He did not use that approach. So I know the concern. The concern is that if he does that, we're in violation of the equalization rules. I'm not sure I go along with that, but you're probably not going to fight that battle today, I got the impression. Because my theory is, if I do a protest, I just have to prove to you my values. The methodology, as long as it's one of the accepted methodologies, shouldn't matter that I got to it in a different method than what Jeff used. Apparently it does, but I don't understand.
You said methodology and methods? I thought you were going to start with meth houses.
Sorry, method.
Okay, method.
Methodology. Method that I use. Okay.
We heard that a few times last week.
Yeah, okay. Now, and I know we're not really talking, so I've even talked, if you understand, the regs do allow you to compute value using the income approach. You can use, first you start with gross rent, which you can use equivalent cash value of, which I propose. I've actually reviewed them with Jeff, and he's pretty well in agreement with that. You got expense, but the advantage of using cash rent versus production is the only expense I got is taxes, and firstly. And then the capitalization rate, I did use a couple of sales to come up with what they call a market-derived capitalization rate. I've given that to Jeff. He doesn't really have a problem with that. Once you get those numbers, it just apply the math. That's what the spreadsheet does, and it gets you to American value. I don't understand why, how I got there matters as long as I got there. His concern, I know, is that it does matter because it wasn't the same method that he used, and therefore it causes an equalization problem. Now, I will say, and we're maybe getting ahead, but it's all one issue. Once you decide one, you decide them all, I'm sure. You're either going to accept my approach or you're not. When it comes to the Jackson Farm, what I've heard of the Jackson Farm, which is what Jackie Olson owns, and I know on my head, but I actually did have what I consider a comparable sale in Burke County. Now, I know the referee's concern is that I only had one sale. That's not enough. But when I used the income approach, and I did that long before I even looked at trying to do the comparable sale to match it, I got like the income approach that I use on a total of $8 million of land on Jackson and comparable sale, I was within $100,000 of the two numbers. So I know it's only one sale, but when it's supported by the income approach, I think it has some weight. Now, I mean, that's, I guess I heard the comment just made to these people that Paris, I've actually worked with Jeff, and he has that there in front of him, taking the income numbers and saying, well, here's what you need to adjust your various LVG codes, if everybody understands what that is. It's a code that's applied to each type of soil, and that's how he gets his assessed numbers, is off the values assigned to those LVG codes, and figured out, here's what you need to do. Those LVG codes, they're off, they're outdated, and here's the numbers they should be converted to. So we talked about, well, let's step this and go to Turk and have it apply to everybody. I'm feeling some reluctance, some wanting to do that. But, I mean, I have lots of numbers to support my calculation, which Jeff has seen. I think it boils really down, and I do understand Turk. I've done enough reading and talked to Jeff. I understand the power of Turk. A little excessive, I think, but just a side opinion.
A little excessive, I like it.
But anyway.
Leon, let me explain to you the reason we didn't do anything with Turk on those past people that were in here is because they're in a neighborhood. We could take it, let Turk decide on their values.
Oh,
but
we weren't talking Agland.
No, these were all those homes that were affected by the smells from Big Ox.
Oh.
That was their group.
That's so we're good.
Yeah.
That's a totally different deal than what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, and that's what I'm talking a little bit, because you can go to, and I have done a lot of reading and talked to Jeff. You can go, this all stems, and Scott, I don't believe you were at that meeting, Bill was, Tony, where I showed there was a report that the Property Assessment Division of the Nebraska Department of Revenue put out. They do a report every year that kind of tests whether the counties are assessing correctly, and it takes and says one for every county. The acceptable range is on Agland is 69% to 75%. In the county as a whole, you were barely within that range. You were at 73.5. Okay, so they blessed what you were doing, but if you, they also broke it down, but they don't apparently rule it. You have two market areas: Market Area One, which is the bottom land; Market Area Two, which is the hill country. When you break that 73.5% by market area, Market Area One, the bottom land,
80-some percent?
Yep. 68% on the hill ground.
Bill and I talked a little bit about this.
So I think you need to do this, and you need to accept them, because you don't have equalization going on. That is the guts of the problem. We wouldn't be here if we had equalization going on, if everybody was getting the same. For some reason, the bottom ground has got out of whack and needs to get corrected. I know Jeff would just as soon wait a year. My clients don't want to wait a year. We're talking $30,000, $40,000. And unless somebody wants to reimburse them $30,000, $40,000, they don't want to wait a year. And I think my protest was initially to do with determining the correct market value. But that wouldn't have even done that if I didn't think the real problem was an equalization problem. And there's an equalization problem here. And it needs to be fixed. And I want to fix it for my client this year. I don't have a problem if you want to go fix it for the whole county. But I think you ought to, and I've actually redid the values, kind of off a little, just call it offer a compromise, just to get the thing settled, to take what I did here on this spreadsheet and assign values, just simply adjust those LVD code values so that he can apply it to the whole county. I redid that using that approach and got different numbers. Actually, I just didn't talk about all these parcels at one time. It's all one big issue.
Right.
When it came to what I filed for the three Olson boys on all their parcels, if I use this approach, I actually came up with a little bit more of an adjustment downward. I think I was really proposing a decrease in assessed value of about $750,000 on all their parcels. In total, now if I use this approach, it's $800,000. On the Jackson farm, the numbers were a lot bigger. And the reason is that one of the problems you have, and I talked to Jeff, is there's no LVT code for highly sandy soil. That is very heavy, riverbound, sandy soil. It values that just like another piece that wasn't quite so sandy. The codes need to get adjusted to reflect that. Can't do that now. That is something that have to wait. Darn, can't add codes now. But when I used the income approach that I had for the three boys and applied it to their mother and adjusted it, the rent down by 10%, which I've talked to people, they think that would be at least, the rent there on highly sandy soil would be probably at least 10% less than what it is on less sandy soil. I get like an $8 million some odd dollar number. And like I said before, when I did use comparable sales for Tycom was at $100,000. That total net decrease is $2.3 million. Big number, but there's a lot of land. And that highly sandy soil was, if you took his assessed value, divided it by 75% to mean what actual value had to be to get to that assessed value, you get about $7,800 an acre. That sandy soil is not worth $7,800 an acre. It flat is not. And that's my biggest thing to show you. There's a problem with these valuations on these LVD codes, and I really don't want to wait a year.
So, if I may, real quick, with all the conversations and all the reading that you've done up on Turk and all the conversations you just had with Jeff, Jeff, where do we stand at?
Well, it appears to me, I'll give you my preferred choice. One, you accept my adjustments as I revise them to agree with these changed LVD codes, and then you go to state to ask them to allow you to do that to the whole market area, just market area one of Dakota County. Because it's market area, if you do a decrease, say, of 5% for everybody, you really don't solve the problem. Because actually, DEP has one code nailed to the penny, almost. When I did my income approach, I found no variation. Actually, I think he was undervaluing high-quality dry land.
A is irrigated, right?
A is irrigated, yeah. High-quality irrigated.
Yeah. So
what we're looking at is the equalization that Leon's hitting is, it's in each LVG group, like that LVG code up there, like 1A1, 2A1, 3A1. Well, that'll go all the way from 1, 2, 3, 4. Each of them has, it's four different groups, 8 classification in each group. So where the equalization problem is, and I think where the concern that Leon is, when you look at, so 1A1 would be the highest priced irrigated ground. It's supposed to be the best producing. So it should be the highest. And then if you get all the way down to a 4A, would be the lowest producing irrigated ground. And those 8 individual 1A1, 1As, 2A1s going down each has its own value because it's its own LVP or land valuation group. And there's a separate, so if you look, just like, the separation between them it's pretty consistent all the way through. And there's a production issue with some of this lower quality bottom ground.
Especially
stuff.
So
where
is that accurate to you? 81?
Well, that was with a bad sale. That was with we had a gable sale in there that actually ended up being a land. I had to call Jim to figure it out, but the deed was wrong. But it was between, I think, him and might have been Baker. I don't remember.
Kitty Baker.
But market area 2, I think, looks like that. Market area 1 with that sale out is, I don't remember, guys.
The state only uses 10 sales to measure.
Is that what they do?
They're not 10 sales in any market area.
No,
we have to use the whole
county. I want to talk about that. Sometimes you got to apply it. I think he's right. I can't argue with his actual report. What did I do with that? But I think, like, market area 1 maybe had 8 sales. Market area 2 had 2 sales, or 9 sales. In total, they had 17. So individually, they're not correct. But when you combine them, they're all correct. Mm-hmm. Make up your mind. Are they right or are they wrong? You know? Well, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah. Let's hear from
Bill. You're short of 2 sales, of 1 and 1 sale on the other.
Let's hear from Bill here real quick.
Yeah. Leon's done a lot of work on this, and I've looked at some of the spreadsheets, met with him and Jeff this morning a little bit. And when you look at, he's talking about this Jackson farm. Your uncle farmed it for a lot of years.
Decades.
The soil maps that we're looking at, classing soils, were made, the original ones back in the 50s. Redone in the 70s. Okay, that was all cottonwood trees in the 50s. So a lot of time wasn't taken on soil maps in those particular farms. And they're out of date. You can't use those today.
Your LVT codes are really maps that are old. The last one was done in 76. That's 30 years ago.
And we don't have enough land sales in our county to do a land sale evaluation, I don't think. I like this income approach. Yeah. I think it's very fair. And like I say, you spent a lot of time and effort on this thing, and I appreciate that. And he knows that if we have to equalize it, if we lower these parcels, then we have to equalize the whole county. And I think if we do turn that over to Turk, we need to look at Area 1 and Area 2, because Area 2 will probably come up. And the problem with turning this over to Turk at the state, it might all go up. You don't know. There's no...
I don't like
turning
that.
Everything over to the state, because I don't trust them.
I can show you a study done by the University of Bradford that shows what happened to farmland values in the last 2 years. If they raised it, they were just being ornery. Let's put it that way.
I think you have very accurate numbers.
Yeah, I think we're close. I mean, the income approach is what we're looking at going to. We should have. They didn't pass the legislation this year, but I'm looking at doing it next year, starting it. Just because I have like less than 1% of our land sells.
So
I don't have enough sales to tell you that 4A is only worth 4,000 versus 8,
sure.
Or is it worth 6? And it's, but if I go by and use the income approach like Leon, it will go down to that number, and then they will be paying less than, which isn't their problem. That's not what they need to be. They need to be concerned about their own farm.
Sure.
But for us as a board and
right.
me as the assessor, I have to worry about everybody. So that's why I was hesitant on doing it this year.
Did you use cash rents from 3 years ago?
I don't care what cash rent was 3 years ago.
See, we have to do that 3 years ago.
You might have to do it in your test.
Well, yeah.
But that three-year deal gets that three-year deal is used to see if you're in compliance.
I think if
the
we
market
did this
value
last year,
is
we would
as
have
of January 1 of 2017. I don't
That's
have
what you
to
do.
Worry
you
about what
last
rent
year.
Was 3 years
no,
ago.
We did
it's
use
rent
last year. We
as of January 1, 2017. Yeah. They use a three-year study yeah. just to see if the county is within the range. That doesn't mean... It's market value at January 1, 2017,
yeah.
not January, the average of the last 3 years. They use that average just to test your assessment number to see if you're within the range. Okay. I don't think that applies to
if
me.
If we don't use that three-year average,
we have to.
But if we don't,
yeah.
what's the fallout from that? If we just turn a blind eye and just use
2017? Well, the Turk would call us in.
The Turk would call us in. Yeah.
It's on equalization.
Mm-hmm.
They'd say, well...
So we have to do it by the
right.
3 years.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and I know, and they really set that up.
Aren't we supposed to be buying this at January 1, 2017?
Based on 3 years. It's a word game
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah.
We have to do it this way. We have to. I mean, you don't have to drive 60 miles an hour. You can drive 100. But you're in violation. So we have to follow
I look at the statute, and there is nothing that says in determining market value you have to use a three-year average. There is nothing. You're supposed to, if I do
okay.
an appraisal, I guarantee you, if an appraiser comes in and values that land, he might look at something to get enough comparable sales, something that happened 3 years ago, but he's going to modify that number for the change in value since that time. He's not going to just use it. If I had an appraiser come in and appraise this land, yeah, he might look back 3 years just so he can get enough comparable sales, but he's going to take that sale 3 years ago and change it to adjust it.
But see, we can't do that.
Value.
The state says we cannot time it.
Yeah, the fee appraiser can do that
yeah.
1 year.
Yeah.
They get to be more accurate that way.
To me, you know, when land values started going up 5-6 years ago,
yeah.
there was a lag going up.
Mm-hmm.
And our values in the county. There's
going
to be a lag going back down. But, and I agree, you know, from our top to where we're at today, whether that be 3 or 4 years, we're down 30%, I feel. Should have gone down some this year? Probably. You know, there should have maybe been some drop.
Yeah.
I feel, you know, there should be some relief. If it's only 5%, but at least we're going the right way. I think, honestly,
we're just kind of stuck right now.
And
we're stuck at the top.
I know.
Yeah, we're just stuck. And we haven't been 3 years in a row now. We've had virtually no change.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a,
I would argue that the assessor each year is supposed to look at those studies and determine.
He does. I'm sure he does.
And I don't know how you don't make a decrease then.
Yeah.
I do if I use three. I'm using three. I look at a... actually, if you look at using my sales approach, if I just used last year, for example, 16 sales. Without the previous 2 years, we'd have dropped somewhere between 6 and 7%. This year, we'd have dropped another 3 or 4.
That's what Bill's talking about. Yeah.
If
you just use those
years. Yeah, if I just used
but,
one
all
year,
that but, proves is that your approach is not accurate. And I understand you. You're always...
Okay, hold on.
That's a state.
I know.
That's a state.
I know he's stuck with it, but I don't think I have to follow it and prove it in Mark's name.
No, Leon, I think you missed your calling. You should have been an attorney.
Yeah. He needs to be. I want to keep him in the office all the time.
I would
make one quick comment if I could, and I probably, you're probably about tired of hearing from me. But you're always going to have a delay. Even on the income approach, you're going to have a delay of at least 1 year. Mm-hmm. But the income approach allows you to react more quickly. You can see what happened. And whereas this other approach, you can't react, you're not reacting fast enough to the change in value.
Yeah.
With the income approach, you can react quickly when corn goes from $6 to $3.50.
Yep, right.
Yep. So I think Jeff and I are in agreement on that. I just want him to let me use it. Nobody else filed a prejudice. I can't help it.
Nope.
I tried to get a few more people in here, and well, partly the reason they don't is because they just get rejected all the time, and they're tired of fighting the battle.
Welcome to our world.
Every once in a while, I get and his value got so out of line, I got frustrated enough. I was willing to fight the battle.
Well, I understand. We're in a unique area here where we've got Iowa, South Dakota, their taxes are a third.
Use the income approach and back into the LVGs.
And we hear that every day.
And you can take his LVG values now and plug them into all of our sales and see how that comes out.
If we want to take the burden off us, we'll turn it all over.
You just use one
state. Area one, area
two. You can do that.
But I'll do it that way. So I'll have my sales approach.
Yeah, you were talking about Iowa, and
put it back,
I'll just tell you what one farm manager says to me, and I won't name names, but he says, if somebody comes here and says, I want to buy a farm in that area.
Who was that, Liam?
Pardon?
Who was that?
He won't.
I don't want
to. Oh, you say that. I thought you said that.
He's a farm manager, okay. He says, if somebody comes to me and says, I want to buy some land in your area, I point him to anything in Iowa or South Dakota.
Well, I understand.
Or come to Nebraska. Because of your property tax issue.
We've got ours is a lifetime mortgage.
Yeah.
Our taxes.
Yep. We're missing the boat in a lot of ways.
But
I guess it probably comes down to the issue. I wish you would do what I think is the right thing. I think I proved to Jeff factors. I know his problem with equalization. But I hope we could fight it by going to Turk with what I work there and get the whole county to comply. I got a feeling that you're saying, no, you do that. But I'm not sure that's... I will say this. I think that's a little bit of the chicken approach.
On Jeff's standpoint or our standpoint?
Chicken or the egg?
Well,
I'm the egg. I don't want to be
listen, I'm kind of doing a love-hate thing here between you and Jeff. One minute you're like, Jeff and I talk, we're with the buddies. Next minute you're throwing him under the bus at a slow speed, obviously. No, a little bit.
I can't walk out in the parking lot when he's driving around.
Jeff has been great to work with. And look at my numbers and willing to spend some time on it. I had no problem with Jeff. I know his problem is people above him he has to deal with. Probably his turf. I hope I'm not offending Don. I think, well, I don't know what else to tell you.
Thank you.
So, and basically, even Dan Kreener's, I mean, he didn't have the detail. I just kind of plugged in the numbers I had on the Olsons to his. So, and Dan's not here. And I didn't even bring his partial numbers, quite honestly. But the theory probably is, I don't know if you have to do them partial all the time, you can, but the reality is your decision is going to be made in all those parcels one way or the other. If you want to do it one at a time, you can.
And Scott Bear, his stuff's in Market Area 1, isn't it, Scott's?
Yeah.
So he'd be similar.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next, Sheriff? Thank you, Leon.
Thanks, Leon.
Thank you.
I like your terminology.
Yeah, we'll decide.
Oh, okay. I'll stick around then. Oh, yeah. Okay. You want to read those off?
Well, I think, what, Jeff, what is your, on those, the ones that Leon just discussed that we had read off, the previous totals and the current totals in the referee are still the same on all of those.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is it's based off that 3-year and the fair market value.
And the equalization. And it was 3 years of sales. And mm-hmm. So, like, where we're at is there's a potential. It's tough. I mean, I guess we got to, you know, like when we call John, you know, it's one of those things with the market and the equalization. It's the only thing I'm hung up on. And even though he's doing it this way, I believe from a quantity issue, and I'll go on the record and say it, based on the quantity of sales I have, I would trust doing an income approach before I would trust using 6 sales. So I have 300 acres out of 500,000 that's sold, right? So it's not even 1%, and I'm going to tell people what it's worth. And I might not even have a sale of this. Well, we got 2 problems with the low quality stuff. One, we got a soil type out there that's not classed.
I don't know
right.
How long you've had a sales that would equate to the land that's in Jackson.
So
you're not.
Yeah. All of that said, I just backed into the irrigated stuff and looked at it using the sales approach with what we had. My median market estimated market value. So like if somebody was at an auction, they're going to buy it. For irrigated land is 8106, based on how I have it assessed today. That's what I'm going to say would be a realistic number to purchase at. Now, is it higher? Or I mean, until it happens, I don't know. So and Leon's, I think, with the adjustment on the low.
Damn near exactly what I got.
Yeah. So he's kind of in the ballpark on it. So the only place Leon and I get into equalization trouble is that low-end stuff. Because we can back our numbers in together and be pretty close until we get to those 3D and 4D items. For like dry and 3A and 4A on irrigated, and he's just lower than I am, but it's that the income approach allows you to see things differently.
Would you be willing to recommend to us as a board to allow the Turk to determine values on Area 1 and Area 2 this year?
Are you comfortable
with that?
So if we try to do like an over or under value to turn?
On the whole thing. All farmland.
I need to go pull the state sales file, sales report. Because it'll be based on that. Okay. I mean, whether or not we'll have any success at all. I need to look at that. If that is still out of line, we have a chance we could maybe do it. But if it looks okay and their numbers are okay, the thing I look at with that is we have to show them, because the Turk's already seen our level of value or that sales ratio, because that report's an opinion, and Leon's read that, I believe, goes to them before it ever comes to us. They actually go through that and review it, and they've set our level of value for our ag ground. So the Turk's kind of seen it. And saw some of the stuff Leon is seeing.
And they're out of it.
And they said it was 73.
And total 73, almost 73.5. They rounded
it. So they've kind of ruled on it already. So now we have to be able to have enough of the evidence to say, no, you were wrong. I guess you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. In theory,
that's where it gets tough going there.
In theory, if they looked at this, and probably they would lower Area 1 and raise Area 2. It would still
like
be
the
same total dollars. It should be
because
the same,
they could do it because they could say it's a different LVG code, so it's a different subclass. So they could have the ability to say, yeah, maybe four. You know, take from. I'm sorry. What is it? 3D1, 3D, 4D1, 4D, and say. Drop it 5%. I mean, they do what they want.
I don't think they can do that.
Well, they can't do it.
They have the authority to do that.
They wouldn't. No.
They'd do the whole batch of property.
You mean all egg or just dry?
All dry.
Also. Mm-hmm.
So we're, your hands are tied on that.
So they'd have to do the whole drive.
Exactly.
And what we need is an adjustment. The biggest adjustment we would could potentially need based on an income approach is on that low stuff.
Do you have the information, LBG, that he came up with on all the different LBGs?
Yeah, it's in here. Yeah, I got it.
Can you plug those back? Why don't you plug those back into all of our sales and see what would come up?
Yeah, we can do that.
That'd be a way to start. See if those are right. They'll give you the 3-year window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I have, there's six right now, and one, and eight, and think of two.
And plug
I'm not worried about two.
Just use those six, plug his guys in, and see what you come up with.
Yeah, the only thing I have is I don't grow, I only deal with cropland, I don't grow grass. Or,
sure.
I did a site competition, but I
haven't. That's fine. I mean,
well, we have I didn't have support it. Okay. It's only
too dry.
Yeah. So.
I just think the farmer needs some relief. The sooner the better, honestly.
Just, I mean, we've been stuck for 3 years.
I know.
And we need rain more than
probably,
yeah. Yeah, we need rain, too, right?
We're going to raise up market area, too. Probably 70%.
I know it.
You know what it is?
It's going to be a trade-off.
Otherwise, yeah. Otherwise, we won't be no sweet corn, right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right. That is an important issue.
That's why
Gary's
not working on a pivot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
So
what? Yeah. What is your recommendation?
Let's get to the nuts and bolts here.
So
basically, they all stay the same.
Can I be the check-in in this and pass the buck? Give it to somebody? What did the referee say?
The same. The current total, the referee, the previous phase is all the same.
I wouldn't mind it going to turf one way or another, but we can go either way, and actually, if I'm going to turf on this and I want to sit down and talk, I'd rather go in a single commissioner hearing where it's just informal and we don't have the rules of evidence and you have to have the attorney with you, and it could just be Leon and I and one of the commissioners to talk through it.
And at that point, turf doesn't worry about equalization. They can lower theirs without lowering the whole county.
If the Olsons went themselves.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would just be for you because it's like you guys. You really shouldn't care about us as a. Well, that should not.
I'm
you don't care about
getting the opinion is we file a protest, let you reject it, and then we go to church.
Well,
might be okay.
Our job is to keep everything as equal as we can.
This year.
We get a single, I would feel better about it too. And I'm sure we can request it, so.
Okay.
That's what I would
think. What's your final thoughts? You want to say
frustrated.
Something?
Frustrated.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And we are too.
I think everyone's frustrated.
This is probably nothing you guys are going to be able to do this. I get a feeling that Turk has so much authority that you're just not going to buck it. I think you should. I maybe agree with Jeff, other than a little bit of the frustration of not having an answer after all this work and have to do some more work. Maybe the best approach is to deal with an individual commissioner.
Yeah, and then all we have to do with the evidence you got is prove my numbers are arbitrary because there wasn't enough acres of that to sell to make that determination. You know, we'll sit and visit before that ever happens.
Okay.
But,
well, I like my deal on Jackson because even though it's only one sale, I have my income approach, my sales approach, and they weren't done at the same time either.
I don't think
coming so close together. Probably the next approach, if we could go to church, is to see if we can get an appraisal on that.
I think you've got some good numbers. You're pretty convincing. I think you have a good chance at Turk on your own, honestly. I mean, I wish you luck. I hope you can get something done.
Yeah.
I hope you understand our position here. We're not taking the easy way out.
And you understand that. You're a smart enough guy. You know if we come in here and do what your mathematics and what you're after. Just like we've all said, and I hate to keep beating the drum, but
equalized. And the next thing you know, we're going to be, you know, where it probably needs to be. We understand that. And I'm not going to repeat everything we talked about, the income approach and the 3 years and this. I mean, we know what's right and what's wrong. All of us do. And unfortunately, you know, I think just like, you know, Jeff said, we're going to have to go with the referee's recommendation for the time being. And then it's your decision if you want to take it to a state level, as much as I hate to say that.
Well, and maybe it's not appropriate for me to even ask that. I also think if you really, Jeff, I mean, would you support us on these numbers at the TURC?
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, just because we go to TURC doesn't mean we're opposite sides. Yeah. Like on a case like this. This is a case where the equalization has to be proven, and they're going to have to say whether my number is arbitrary or not. So it's just, I'm going to give them my stuff, you give them yours. Like I said, I don't have anything against your numbers. You know what I mean? So I've been through all of that. And then let them decide. But we wouldn't, it's not like we're going to be on opposite sides of the table.
So
and
we're
But Leon's lost his mind or anything like that, you know. It'll be, we're not going to be opposing sides, so to speak.
So it's kind of like we would have liked to have done what Leon wanted, but we couldn't. Because you guys got
to... I'll talk to... I wish Nancy would have stayed before she resigned this year, but one of our commissioners were losing...
Because this... I got to look. We got to file this by, like, August something.
25th?
Well,
25th. Well, the...
25th of August.
You, as far as when we have to appeal to TURC, that's later. That's... Yeah. You got to get an official notice of rejection.
Right. Yeah, you'll get that within a week or so, and then... And you got so many weeks to get to TURC.
August 25th.
The 25th, August 25th?
Yeah, yeah.
30 days after September. September.
July 25th to August 25th.
Then they have to accept them by the 25th of September.
Yeah. Just like Jeff said, I mean, it's not going to be a support or an opposition. It's going to be, these are our numbers.
Feel it. Feel it.
But we can't make the decision. You have to at the state level. It's
kind of worth kind of like you look at this and do we have, is this arbitrary or this is how I did it and this is what I got. And then here's what he did, this is how he got it.
Do you have a problem?
What, I mean, which one of us is arbitrary? They're going to go back to overall level of value and stuff like that, but we could take them all
the way. I got to run a couple of errors and then I can come back.
Okay. I mean, that's basically what we have to do.
Okay, so...
All right.
Okay. So
we want to move on to the next parcel?
So yeah, we'll just...
One at a time?
Yeah, one at a time. What's next?
Yeah, well, with,
okay, so right now, for those previous parcel numbers, it's our opinion to leave it at the referee recommendation.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I need to read those.
Oh, full year.
And then...
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Leon.
I need that book better. Go ahead and read those off.
Oh, he wants to read the other ones off, too.
Well, I think you guys better go.
We've got parcel 220060827, 220196109.
Okay. Where are you going?
Where are you?
Next page.
320.
Next page. 321.
Olson Trustee.
Yeah, Olson Trustee.
Ag Trust.
Yeah,
and this then is under one overfill. Or you, did you do that one?
The what now?
Okay, just Olson.
Yeah. It's under Jacqueline T. Olson.
Yeah,
Trustee.
I got it.
Okay. Next number 220058733, 220057958, 220058032, 220058652, 220058377, 220058105. 220058288, 220060746, 220060479, 220060568, and 220060991 under Jacqueline T. Olson Trustee. And just kind of to expedite this, you were using the same formula. This was the same formula.
Yeah.
And Jeff,
same issues.
The previous totals, the current totals, and the referee totals are all the same on these.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're at the same spot.
Right.
Yeah, it's the exact same math. It's market area.
So, okay. So with all those discussions, we're still under the same opinion to go with the referee recommendation.
Right.
I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we you get the Dan Kreiner, Kreiner. I don't have his partial numbers, but same issue, same.
How many parts did he?
Just three parts.
Three?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't
All right.
know. You guys remember that one?
Okay.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Kevin?
Lazy Enterprise.
Let's recess.
Lazy Enterprise, those three.
So then we can, I got to recess. Unless you guys want to keep going, but I think we should recess for an hour.
Recess for an hour?
I don't care, half hour. It's going to take me a little bit of time to run.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's an hour. Ain't going away.
Yeah, what time works for everyone?
12:30. Is everybody okay with that?
12:30.
12:30 be here.
Very good.
Recess and recess.
Okay, we will recess and reconvene at 12:30. It is the Capitol 11:28.
We should be done by midnight, you think?
What? Sometime. Ballpark, isn't it?
Hey, don't.
I'm going to be midnight. You guys are going to have to go early.
I got the Swiss Tahiti team coming in.
That's going to be awesome.
17. And...
Are you kidding me? What's going
on?
Oh, are we on the next one? Or are we on the salvage one?
And put a stipulation that he has to tear it down within 30 days of getting this light.
Yeah,
technically, he's not going to tear it down.
No,
no, no, I don't see anything.
There's somebody here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how
are
we doing?
This is Tracy Pettit-Sininger, and I think she's on the list for today.
We just did it.
You just did it.
Yeah.
Somebody was going to call to let come out and look at the basement so they could see the cracks and all the problems I have with it, and nobody called me back, so I thought I better get here before the end of July.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We took the basement out, and condition changed as well.
Which one is this? What's the last name?
1001 West 3rd Street.
Well, it's a protest one. 71.
This is one I had been for the month.
Second page.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You guys should come I wanted to come last year, and then my mom passed away, so I wasn't able to get you guys in it last year. So I said, come look at it this year. I have no problem with you coming in and looking at it.
It dropped down this year.
Yeah. No, it went up again. It went up twice.
We adjusted it.
Everybody else is
What were you asking?
I'm 136,000. I don't know what houses run in there, but I mean, I have a rental house there that's 90,000. I paid less than that. I'm okay with paying 90,000 on my rental house over there, but I'm not okay with paying 155,000 for a basement that I'm gonna, before I can even sell this place, I'm gonna have to sink a bunch of money in to redo the pour the basement. Slab down there and all these things, and I'm working on it slowly to get it back up to par.
Oh, 171. I'm looking
but
for the last three digits.
I did not have flood insurance. The other two houses, next to me had flood insurance, so they were able to refab their houses and do everything. I didn't have that. I was 2 days short of it, so.
So
I just don't think, I know I can't get a loan. A bank's not going to loan it on the way that the house is now until I fix it up if I were to sell it.
So your previous is 169?
I was previously 120. Originally I was 134. They dropped it to the 120 for a couple years because we had to put on the grass, we had to bring dirt up. You know, we had lots of stuff happening to it. So the 150 went up last year from the 120, but that's because my mom passed away. I wanted you guys to come out then, but then during that month of July, it was crazy. So I thought, well, I'll just get you guys this year to come out and take a look at it. I don't know if you want me to try to get somebody to appraise it.
That's probably your best leverage, you know. Without a doubt, right? Correct, Jeff?
Yep.
It's just that, you know, we don't have a lot of money down there after the flood hit. I had a house that was paid off, had to borrow money to fix all the things that we had. I mean, we took everything out of the house.
Right.
We
so what are you requesting it to be at?
130.
Where did we put it?
Last year they went out and they must have called me. I missed the call. So they took pictures of the outside, but it's the inside that I'm having.
She's saying it was
What were you saying it was last year?
The year before was 120. It went up to 159. Oh, I don't know. You're talking land and stuff. You're just talking.
It was 159.
Is that what?
There was this previous improvements with the land. And then, previous total was 160. With the land in the house was 169,280. And then we sent you a letter out that said 177,205, and we just adjusted it to 167,300.
Would I be able to have a little bit of time to get an appraiser out there? Because I know it's not going to even go to. When I went to get a loan to redo my house, I couldn't even get a bank to do a loan on the place because they said I can't have my basement being the way it is with cords hanging, electrical cords and all this stuff. They weren't even going to loan. I finally found a bank that would loan me the money to be able to do improvements on my house. So if I could get time, I will get an appraiser out there. I didn't want to have to pay the money because I don't have a lot of money. I mean, we sunk a lot. Over that, we lost trees, expensive trees. I mean, so much stuff we lost because of the flood. And then we're also in a flood zone, so that's going to detour some people wanting to purchase that property if they ever think that it's going to come through again.
I'd be there.
So, I mean, the water stayed over. These plug outlets are a little bit higher than mine are in my basement at home, a little lower, but it stayed there for 4 months. You know, it stayed there. We had to take all the sheetrock out. It molded everything. We had to unmold everything.
Oh, it's in 100.
So, I mean, it was. We had to repaint everything upstairs because humidity and mold in there. So we had to redo everything. We have some problems. I showed you. Or the slab in the front dropped down a little bit. You know, there's that crack right there that we got. I don't know what we do, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, today is our last day for these hearings. So, unless Jeff's.
Took the basement finished completely off.
But it's not even just finished off. It has the whole slab floor has.
Well, it's just a lot of accounting for the basement.
Yeah. Oh,
and there's nothing. It's acting like it's just a. Concrete basement right now is what the computer's showing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's not just like a new house with an unfinished concrete basement.
Right.
The basement has cracks all the way through it, so on the floor.
The conditions are fair, right?
Yeah, we can't. I mean, that's pretty good. Quality is, how many square feet is it? It's 1726 we have.
Is there a picture of the house?
I did not bring it was on your guys' satellite or your initial picture on the taxi. It's on there.
I can pull it up.
Oh yeah, that's true there. So here's the back.
And there's a little house on the back that was just mostly used for storage. We were intending at one time to use it for something else, but I got to still take where water sat in there, you know, the sheetrock out of there, too. I know I don't think you're valuing that in there anyway, but.
Here's a 2016 photo.
You don't think you can get $167,000 out of that house, huh?
Well, a bank's not going to loan that much money for that house. I know that right now. I want to say I wish I would have brought it, but you guys don't take old appraisals. That was in 2012.
That's too old.
Yeah. And that was barely getting the appraisal up to 135 at that time.
I know it's probably moved up.
I'm sure the economy and stuff now has moved up a little bit.
And the flood's gone and... Hopefully, and we'll never see that in our lifetime again.
Yeah, hopefully.
I think if, as of more time, this is our last day for these. I think the next step would be is to get your evaluations done and then appeal to Turk.
Okay, because I was told that somebody was going to contact me this week to go through the house, and I've been calling every day, and they keep saying, "Well, they're not here," and then. Mr. Buff passed away, and somebody's, and they didn't run. I didn't know how to contact you guys. I've been waiting for the phone call. They said if I didn't get a call by Wednesday, so I thought, well, dang, I'm just going to drive down here and catch you guys because, you know, I missed it last year to defer that, and now I'm going to miss it the second year is what. So I'm just trying to figure out a way, you know.
Is there any gadget up, Jeff, or is it all still?
Right. No, I'm just kind of
maybe adjustments we can make.
Looking at it for 1,700 square foot.
That just, to me, it just seems in the ballpark, but I haven't seen the house and, you know, the damage, and I know we went through the flood, and that's, you know, not a good thing, but.
So where we're at now at 91 a square foot, it's a 1992 and it's 1726. So everything's taken care of and coded, right, except the only thing we're not accounting for.
If I were to sell it.
Yeah, and it's hard to account for because everything cracks in this county, this part of the state. You pour a driveway, you pour a basement.
Water came up through the crack, so it's not just a little crack.
Yeah,
I have half of my cement here and half down here, and this was not there in my basement before the flood. I'm just telling you, I wanted to cry when I went down into an empty basement and saw the water start seeping in, and it seeped in from the bottom here. It didn't seep in from the flood. It was the groundwater, and it just kept coming. So
what's your poison then, Jeff?
Were there pictures of the cracks that I saw in your evidence?
Yeah.
The only thing that would adjust it now would be if there's any other than normal 1992 wear and tear separation.
This is inside.
Well, that looks
like my basement.
Yeah, big cracks.
And this is not all the cracks. I figured I'd get you guys out there to see it.
Push.
And it's still, except for my storage under there, that's how it looks. And you see that little, we tried to vacuum it, but all that chalky stuff is from all the sheetrock, all the mold that we had to take off of there, too.
Is that a 30 rating or a 40?
Well, it's a 20, which is
20?
Condition. Fair condition.
Okay.
30 quality.
Yeah, and then the 30 quality is where a ranch 1,700 square foot would fall in. The condition is below an average. Already, so we took all the so the basement's just a basement now, and then the 20, what a 20 condition means is the home is at a place now it needs repairs. You know, I mean, you could live in it without doing it,
sure.
But there's one code less. You could go down to a 10, but that's when you bought a red tag, kind of. Or it's getting borderline. If you don't replace the roof, water's going to pour in. Or
that's pretty.
Your foundation's going to crack and the house is going to settle in on top. That's a 10.
Okay.
But a 20 means, you've got these problems, and we better think about
there's
getting it addressed.
Not much more
you can do. So
that coding's right, but that doesn't,
So do you think that if I get an appraisal, then you have the paperwork for me to appeal your decision? Is that what you're saying? Is that that's right?
Just you're fine. You're still fine time-wise.
To be able to appraise.
Yeah, because you're here. Get a letter.
There's nothing we can do here.
Okay.
But what you can do is you'll get a letter in the mail, and once you get that letter, it's gonna show that we set it at 167.3.
Okay.
And then you can contact Jeff's office, the assessor's office, and he'll give you the paperwork where you can do the at the state level. The clerk's office.
And in the meantime, try to get that appraisal so you know that it's worth your time to do it.
Yeah. And
and they'll know how to adjust on those cracks and stuff for us.
So that's our next step.
Would anybody here know of the appraisers in town, or how do I just look it up on the internet, or is there anybody for sure that's halfway reasonable.
We really can't recommend one, can we?
Well, no, I don't want you to recommend. I'm just saying, where would I get a list of them? Or
I would just Google.
Google up and
I would just Google Sioux City area and whoever can appraise in Nebraska.
So all appraisers are the same. They all have to follow a guideline.
They all it's USPAP governed. And we don't have any in the county, but Sioux City does.
Sioux City does.
So look in Sioux City. That's the closest appraisers.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. He's done.
Okay, parcel 22005-5890, Dwayne and Nancy Johnson. Looks like it went up 9,000 from last year.
That's on 18th Street?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson, this is.
Yeah, Dwayne and Nancy.
Yeah, they got sale.
So 177, 182, 186, I think it's definitely, that's a nice big ranch house.
It's not that much of an increase.
Okay. 220083398, Ag Trust and Wally D. Overbelt Family Trust.
Yeah, yeah.
And it stayed the same.
Why did he protest that, Jeff? Do you know?
No, what's he looking for? Which one
Ag
is
land.
It?
What is
22 acres.
We lowered that last year, didn't we?
I thought we took care of it.
We lowered that last year.
So CRP, anybody that was in CRP got switched to grass. Yeah. If he brought in his contract and he approved that he had it, then we just go to
the WRP, didn't
it? He said that something was a total.
Oh, if it's WRP, it's a flat 750. CRP is.
Oh, it's going to say CRP.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, WRP.
Oh, it's wetland.
Why is he calling it wetland?
Yeah, I write whatever they say, so that's why.
Oh,
what are CRP?
Because CRP is the grass.
No, this would be, how much an acre is it?
WRP. It's going to be about 18 to about 22.
Do you know Wally?
I think I've. I think he came in and talked to me.
You know Wally? I was out hunting his land, and he introduced himself to me. Somebody introduced me to him, and he's an old guy, you know. And he puts his hand out. He's older than you, isn't he?
No.
Wally's got to be older.
Bill just looks older.
Jeez.
As he's shaking my hand, talking to me, he starts crapping his pants.
He didn't do that.
When you get my age, that's what happens.
It's just like.
I think the guy I talked to.
I was just like, are you kidding me right now?
Here.
You
yeah. Yeah. I was just like, wow.
Never go hunting on Taco Tuesday.
Jeff, did he bring proof last week?
He didn't.
He didn't bring proof.
He didn't to me. I think it's a guy I met with his jeans.
He says he put it in the wetland, CRP, but he didn't bring any proof of it.
Yeah, all I need is because they get a contract when you do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, he didn't bring any proof.
No.
All right, we're kind of.
The burden's on him.
But I still think we did something last year.
We did. We lowered
because there was water or something. They couldn't get in there.
He hadn't put it in the WRP yet last year.
Oh, okay.
But we did lower it.
Yes, I thought we did. Yeah.
Okay, the next four are going to be a Garwood Trustees, 3 commercial, 1 residential. 220068240, 220069123, 220068593. 220007055.
We're gonna.
So we've got a $200,000 jump, a lowering of 100, a raising of 170,
up and down,
and a raising of 10.
Oh my God!
So this is stuff we're gonna have to, because the city just brought me 3 new annexations. This is the annexation, so the city can TIF the new BPI plant. And it's in city limits now. And I called and talked to Betty. I even called Lance and said, Lance, she's not going to take this very well. And he told me he would take care of it. And I just told Lance, I said, she's not going to let this slide. Yeah. And supposedly she's supposed to get a road out of this or something. I told her I didn't want to get involved with that. But if you're inside city limits, this is what happens.
Okay.
So her land, all of her land should, because it's no longer ag land, it is.
That's everything across from commercial.
Yeah. So it's.
And it's segmented into all those different pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. So each one they annexed had to be changed into. Yeah,
I'm sure the fish things won, and I'm sure the tomato things
won. It's pretty cut.
Solar farm.
So that's all in the city.
I got to go check what day it is.
That's all in South City.
I dug some of my potatoes last night.
4 feet out of Dakota City.
Yeah, and it's in South City now, literally, on the line.
Right.
So I don't know what we can do unless they give us some type of legislation that says you can still be called ag and be in city limits. Until they do that, I don't know what we can do.
Right.
Even though it's clearly.
Their driveway is right on the line, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that line is, the lines touch in a couple of places.
Yeah, right there, I was going to say, yeah. Because it's, you can tell by the pavement.
Yeah, they're just there now. They annexed all the way to it. Now we're getting all the way to the river. So there's 3 more coming, so this will be next year, too.
Three more what coming? Three more annexations?
Annexations, big chunks, about 300, 400 acres, I think.
So they're going to annex the courthouse here pretty soon?
Yeah, I don't know, they should.
They're going to get to go to City Cemetery pretty soon.
Yeah.
What's that last name?
Okay.
Some Dutch.
Jesus. So I don't know, what you guys put on there for recommendations?
No change?
Yeah. That's all we can do. I mean,
There's one that looks like it lowered 100,000.
Yeah. Some got lowered? One of them got split because it's on the annexation line.
Yeah. He told me that.
Oh, that.
204
to 85.
The residential one lowered from 183, current 204, referee of 85.
So that one's lowered pretty much.
That's residential.
85. Oh, that was it's the same thing I did on the other one.
Those numbers are switched. It should be 204.
Yeah, I didn't add the improvements on there. So it is, I'll make it.
Okay, this is your last day.
Don't worry about it.
You just spent 16 days overseas. Leave it alone. I think you got a little too close to Copenhagen.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, I think.
I think I did these three land ones first, so I was just, it's just land.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, would you dock yourself a half hour for our bill?
204, 115.
The residential?
So they'll be even less happy. Yeah.
So it
didn't go down then.
204-1.
No, they were fine with the value of the house. They were just questioning the land, so that's probably why I only paid attention to the land.
Yeah, because that.
All right.
Okay. Next is 22015-4678. Ty and Carrie.
Van Schoik.
Van Schoik.
Van Schoik.
No change.
She'd marry that guy for that last name. She should have kept her last name.
That's what I told him. I warned him. Yep. Hey, you know what? He thought, Jeff, when he left your meeting, he thought it went down 30,000.
Which?
From your... I don't know who he met with.
Well, I heard this one.
Because this one...
I never gave him
is it this one?
He told me when he left, it went down 30,000. You had
he also told you the trucking firm ain't making no money.
I don't have any values out it.
Hold on.
336.
Because I have to do the research on it before I come up with any values. So.
Well, he was under the impression that assumption that it went down.
Fine. 336. That was the parcel number.
Parcel number is 22015-4678. And went from 277 to 336.
Is that the new construction?
It's a new house out there.
Yeah, it's probably 5 years.
5 years, is it?
Yeah.
Is there a picture of it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm looking at it. Oh, yeah.
I don't have anything in the file.
Is this one?
Well, because you can't find the bad pictures.
Yeah.
The house has 3 quarters.
So I wish it caught the flood.
I wish
it. Yeah. It's got cracks in the basement.
It does?
No, I don't know.
If it floods up there, we're all gone.
Yeah.
Noah. It's on the mountain out there. Right? Yeah. Oh, so what is it?
On the mountain.
So would we?
It's on the mountain hill, not at the top of the mountain.
Yeah, so it's got recreation value added.
Hey, the view is amazing.
That road in the wintertime.
That's the recreation part.
Yeah.
So what's it? It should be like a 40 quality, probably. What's it? 2,000 square feet, 30 condition.
How many square feet is it?
2037.
1,000 partition finish.
So they got finish in the basement?
Yeah.
Oh, there no. This doesn't calculate obsolescence.
It got lowered last year and then left up again. Well, I'm going to say.
See, it didn't calculate.
Totally crazy.
You guys.
Oh, it didn't?
I don't know why. I just forced that in.
And that was the referee's recommendation last year?
Well, I didn't really do much, did it? Where was it?
336.
Yeah, he protested last year.
336, 685.
So with the one, so if you do the one, then it's 333, 540. And then I'm just trying to figure out what his square foot is. 153. That's a 40 quality starts in the 150s. So your square foot price is pretty good on it. It goes up from there.
quality.
No, it should be a 40, yeah. It should be a 40 quality, and it should be, it's 153.
It's an average quality?
No. It's a 40.
It's a 40, right?
Good quality.
Yeah. Good quality.
I could call Joe. We'll get average Joe in here. We get some stuff. Just let me know. The only thing I saw, the depreciation didn't calculate on it. It's so new. It's only got 1%, which just dropped it another $3,000-$4,000 is all, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, and that's what would roll if we rolled it. I mean, that should have been on there. I don't know why it didn't when you put the data in. But sometimes you got to go back through recalculating back.
Right.
It's an antiquated system.
So
recommend the 1%.
I would recommend putting the depreciation, because otherwise, without the, so would actually, they weren't equalized without the 1%.
So that value then?
Right.
Well, that's what I looked up last. That's right. I made this note from the historic file in there. From 16 to 17, they added 1,000 square foot of finished basement.
Oh.
So there's your, that's the entire.
There we go.
From 2016 to 17,
$1,035.
Where? Oh,
if you go
oh boy.
That's a game changer there.
He can prove otherwise.
I think we're way too low now.
What'd you say,
Marty? I think we're way too low in that.
Let's move on.
I know nothing.
That changes everything.
Okay.
No. Well, it looks good now with the 1,000 and then the one, put the 1%, it should be, was it 333? The working, so it should be 333. Should be 333,540 now.
333,540.
That's what everything calculated.
Okay.
And that's at 153.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion on 22015-4678. Referee's recommendation was 336,685. We're going to take it to 333,540. That's my motion.
Second.
Bill?
Abstain.
Scott?
Oh, this is
yes.
Tony? Kevin?
This is
Marty.
This is.
Oh, okay.
Now the ball's getting clear.
Yeah.
Aha. You didn't realize that?
Well, I knew she was up there. I didn't know.
On the mountain.
Yeah, okay, now I know.
It's making sense now, isn't it?
Yes, it's all coming together.
Well, it got lowered. You ought to be happy.
Yeah, we gave him something. You can try the recreation.
Give the poor guy a raise. He can pay his taxes.
Yeah.
Hard to remember what.
All right, 22004065, Francisco Javier Barajas. From 37 to 77 is 40,000.
Man, the names are just.
He was cool. At. 2 years ago, he was at 63, 70.
So
it was one of the
100.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's at market.
All right.
He's okay.
Okay. Next two are Randy A. and Margaret R. Dirks. 22006109. 22006111173. Went from 46 to 137, and from 1,000 to 4,000.
Land went up 68 grand. Where is it at?
It's on the cusp there, right where it turns from neighborhood.
Is that the middle building that got hit with the landslide?
Yes.
Is that there?
Yes.
Okay.
It's riverfront. So it's valley. It's equalized with all the other riverfronts. Only problem is
at the end of that
river. Once you go up that bluff, then it's. It's not rec, but it's neighborhood 26. And then, I mean, I did. There was, for some reason, there was two residences on there. So he's got like a man cave there. So I, he was double charged for the building. So I took one of them off. So.
What happens when you yell at the assessor?
Okay.
So
don't bite. But it's all equalized. It's just unfortunately there's that invisible line right there that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see it. It's the where the landslide happened, so. But.
Yeah, he knows all about vertical.
Okay, so. 22003881, Michael T. Tramp, 125 to 187.
Is this up by you, Marty?
No, it's a new script, another red one. It's got all kinds of them.
Oh, does he?
What did I do on this? Mikey.
Lowered.
over on maintenance bought for $33,000?
Oh, yeah.
$89,000.
Wow.
How many did he protest?
He protested a lot.
Do we need to go home?
Yeah, some of them I...
He's got it. Oh, these are Leroy.
This is his home that he lives in.
It might be under bad.
And let's see here.
Oh, okay. Is it all going to be under this bag?
3,000 square feet.
Badger and tram.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be.
Okay. 3,000 square foot. Everything looks good.
It's a small house.
Average. 1.5 story.
That's just a tram.
3,000 square foot house. Yeah. Oh, it is.
That's, yeah, I remember.
But he lives there. That was his former. Oh, yeah, that's right. He lives there now.
That big thing is the addition. He's got the big garage. He's got a huge addition on the back. And I think Lee and Roy both worked in that house going way back.
Looks good to me.
They put $97,000 into it 2 years ago.
Oh.
I told you.
He's got five kids that are all shorter than that, so.
I know it.
Okay.
He's a busy guy.
Well, we've got.
The next one is.
We got three. We got five Badger Properties LLC.
Yeah, that's Michael Tramp, too.
Okay, 220039194. 220039445, 220038910, 220065810, 220066809, and you said, and then there's a Michael Tramp in there,
yeah.
220156727, and yeah. Is Leroy and Daniel and Michael T. Tramp, that's the commercial one. And that's 220042683.
And then there's a couple more badges under.
Is there even further down?
Oh, below Michael, the Michael one.
Oh, yeah, I read those ones off.
He's been buying up North Shore all around his house out there.
And he owns the whole block, I think, in South
Sea. South Sea, right down where that, yeah.
Okay, so it looks like we've had raises of $18,000. $14,000, $4,000, $25,000, $28,000, stayed the same, a couple thousand.
Yeah, some of them needed condition or quality adjustments. I think there's just a land one, too.
It looks like there's nothing outrageous for a change.
Yeah,
no. So where are you?
They are rentals. So, I mean, the first one, which is Protest 303, no change. He gave me comps, but they're older.
So they give them that number.
I almost think that still seems kind of low. But
I think Kenny lived in that one for
and
a while.
And then Protest 304. His comps didn't have a partition finish. I looked at them, and he also paid $79,000 in 2011. Now we're at $86,000.
Oh, so. Okay.
And the commercial one was, what's the address on the commercial one, John?
It's, where is that?
306.
306, is it this one?
Oh, number 306. I mean, they paid $25 and relocated it, but they did a really good job.
Well, that's where they kept the siding and everything. That's down
there.
That's down there on the, like, west 6th, 7th, 8th, where those commercial... There's a bunch of commercial buildings down there.
It's equalized.
That's a nice...
It's equalized with his neighbors there. He does have a neighbor. The building's similar, but I think it's residential. It's coded as a detached garage. So that might be an error.
CPA over Connor Hinges and the partner over
so
there.
So that's the one's residential. His is actually commercial.
Yeah, so he's comparing it to the residential, and the residential one might have an error.
Megan is really
active. There's a building right next to him, and it's equalized. Yeah, and then the commercials were big jumps.
Yeah,
the land went up 19 alone.
Oh.
Do you remember his first wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah, that's the warehouse. It has a 50% depreciation on it, so I've got the lowest quality and
what's
the lowest,
wrong with the
lowest, we got lowest condition.
Nothing. But the first
okay.
Wow.
So I can't really.
Where's she now?
Oh, where is she now?
Yeah.
For land, and it's just got.
They should drive by his house.
Oh, that was fine.
Yeah, I can't even.
that increases.
Okay, so we're
now we're on.
We're all good on those.
Yeah. So far, all those are no changes.
Got nothing in the fancy, right?
Yeah. Sidetracked.
We're losing him.
He does have this. So he did have a good point with the sale in 2017 for $90,000, but it didn't appear to be an arm's length transaction. So I just kept it the same. The sale didn't look good. Normally I would try to go to that sale price, but it didn't. Was coded as a no, and I think it was definitely not arm's length. So I just kept it the same.
Yeah,
that's $140,000.
That's a brick
much. I didn't read this one off because it. Completely different name. It's 2200-26696 Judd and Madonna Lischke, 111-139.
That's still.
Oh,
still I think it's a pretty recent transaction, so it might have been a different name on the dump.
That's really is this their old home place out there on 164th?
Oh, yeah, that's
no, that's
the. That's right by Hope Lutheran Church.
Sure, yeah, it's a kind of.
It's an alternate home. Yeah. That's where Judd lived. Yeah, I mean, he did just buy it for $90,000.
Oh, I'm thinking Judd Lischke. I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Judd was the old dentist.
Sale.
I could tell you what he drive.
Yeah, it was one of those private sales. We didn't have any information to know if there was damage.
He was some tramps. I suppose it was a good old boy thing.
Yeah,
be my guess. Okay. All right. Okay, the next is going to be Commercial Riverfront Apartments, 2202-00599. Went from $2,500,000 to $3,980,000.
Well, we did the approach on it. Now it's $3,392,910.
Okay, hold on. So $3
$3,392,910.
Okay. That was basically
I got it.
What were they asking for the riverfront? Is that all the buildings there? That's all I would imagine.
Yeah.
That's all. What did they want? Let's change it to.
Well, worthless piece
of land. Yeah,
that's
3-2-4. So we've almost met them.
Yeah, 3-2-4.
I'm not laughing.
Oh, is this the?
That's the income approach.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about the double dipping the assessor tried to do.
We corrected you.
It was a bit of a mathematical opportunity.
I was trying to keep her up out of the water.
I'll throw me in. I did the math with my shoes on that one. It's okay.
All right. 2200-56382, Carolyn Fredrickson, 89-117.
Olson, 89-117. That sounds like a fun one.
No change.
2201-36904, Marlene A. Donald Clayton Murphy, 158. Is this the current was 148 and the referee was 177? So did they want it raised?
That one's a Turk case.
They wanted 84.
Yeah.
And we.
He's got a
popped him for 177 instead.
Yeah, he's got a.
Oh, you guys up. This was updated by Sam.
Yeah, this is part of one of our riverfront Turk cases. Right next door, Billy's brother bought a foreclosure for like 172.8 or something like that, which is right. With a little over an acre, and then you go right to the very next lot, which is an acre bigger, almost identical house, and he wants 158. So when we went out and remeasured everything, he actually is 177, and I think Johnston's about 173.
Well, that's bad luck.
Yeah. He'd have been better not letting. He set it up. I mean, we set the time up, went out there, picked everything up, and... And the bad news is we got a Turk case with him here in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So he's equalized out there now, and he wasn't before.
All right.
2201-18396, Rosalba and Francisco Linares, 157-222.
That's Marv and Genevieve. Experimenting on South Fork.
So that's about
70,000. Where are they at?
405 South Fork?
They look like two dental clinics. There's two of them. They're right next to each
other. Weren't they a Muff House at one time?
What's that?
Was that one of...
Oh, it was Engel.
Engel, Marv Engel.
They had the kid in one, and they were in the other. It's got a shared driveway.
Yeah.
Well, Marv went, and then Genevieve went. The kids in Florida. They sat empty forever. Many years. And they tried to sell them off and on for, what, 5-6 years, I think. I went in them about a year ago.
Was it outdated?
Yeah, it needed a lot of help. And one of them looked like they had some water problems in the bay. So they sold for what they should have. We had to reduce the condition and everything on.
They have a pool? Is there an underground pool in there?
Yeah, one of them did, kind of a smaller, but it had an in-ground pool with a nice little bar lounge area right off of it. And yeah, they were, when they built them way a long time ago, were really nice, but
yeah,
not so much as a screw.
The house is probably 25, 30 years old.
Oh, yeah, and with nothing replaced, or it sat vacant. So I think one of them sold in the 150s, the other one
Dave,
sold.
If you wait long enough, that shit will come back, that style.
Yeah. Oh, eventually. Because yeah. The whole thing is brick straight back. It looks like a medical office, but... So we don't know. This is a tricky one. It's one of those unique deals because it sits right in the middle of South Fork with a bunch of high-end homes. Yeah. And they bought it for a steal based on the condition. So it's... What we're trying to do is continue as they... Because some of that stuff would be hard to live in, so we know they got to be fixing some of it as they're going.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to bump them a little bit as they go on the condition to catch up to them. So I'm not sure what we decided to do.
I appreciated that pool out a lot.
You know. Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
And underground sprinklers, I think it was.
I think one of them blew up.
And, yeah, by the time I got done fixing all that, I was at 222.025.
All right. Okay, the next four, first three are commercial, one's residential, is Everett's Realty Incorporated. Is Gunsolly included in that?
Yes.
Yeah. So it'll be the next seven then.
Yeah.
So 2200-36772, 2200-36950, 2200-36853, 2200-44554, 2200-30871, 2201-96613, 2200-54894. We got a difference, looks like went down 2,000.
Yeah, the
up first three.
First three are, it's retail on Dakota Avenue. Mm-hmm. And apparently we double charged him on one of them, so. We went out and looked at it actually and fixed all the square footage. Now they're all the same quality and condition and equalized.
That picture there, this is pharmacy.
Oh, there used to be a drive-through pharmacy.
Well, yeah, I remember that day way back in the day.
You gave me the whole history of it.
James Rexall.
Yeah. How long it's been since somebody's even looked at it?
You watched me.
James Rexall.
Back in the day. Drive-through.
I think there was the drive-through. Was that the flower shop?
Now it's just covered up.
No, because the one end was the LA Winery. Remember the other side?
That was the LA Winery.
That's right. Down McQuillan, right? Alley Winery.
Yeah. But you can tell by that picture, that's how long it's been since somebody went out to get a new picture.
Yeah,
that's a problem with their commercial. That was the latest picture.
That's
we
70s.
Had. Yeah, that's the latest picture we had on that record.
That's 70s.
He even thinks that the assessor's
terrible. I did really bad on that one. I forgot.
We got a heart attack picture
out. Theater.
Yeah. You got to take me to get them developed. And
yeah.
Out.
What the hell?
Just go ahead and start drawing it.
Yeah.
Better than what we got.
Jeez.
Oh, he thinks that your build is wrong on them, but I wasn't able to find anything that said that. He didn't bring anything.
Yeah, he doesn't have an abstract. No. It's whatever's in that.
He definitely has some long letters.
The software.
He's like reading them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So those three are adjusted. And I'm sure he'll be happy about those.
So there's another house down there.
Now, get us going,
Kevin.
The house, it it appears equalized. It went from
138 to 179. Yeah. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, he was thinking it was more like 168, but I don't try much. Oh, this is
that's a brick one, right? On
did I print out a
Fairview or?
I'm on number 348. Is that what, are you looking at?
This is 347. Which one? Yeah, I'm talking about 347, okay. Which is
his house on 21st Street.
Yeah, I don't have the record card here. I thought it was like that.
I'm guessing.
No, it's not that far.
Oh, there's another one. Okay, that one.
That's 45.
He's got a lot of stuff.
Can you pull this one up?
Yeah, which number are you looking for?
44554.
That's a virgin.
Did that just say it was on Fairview?
44555. I need that. That'll work. And you want to see 179, 138.
Oh, okay, this is. Yeah, this is a rental. He thought it's a cul-de-sac. He thought that they weren't equalized, but his land is a little bit bigger. That's not the right. That's not the one I'm talking about.
Was that one you had up in there?
This one on Fairview or down
there?
Yeah,
right there.
It's down there, yeah, up of.
So his land's. He thinks all the lots should be the same, but his land is a little bigger, so that's why it's more. And then he also has. I guess they're all identical, but he also has a detached garage and I can't remember what else. So that accounts for the $15,000 more than his neighbor. So
yeah.
It's equalized. He just has more land and more things on it.
Okay.
More stuff.
Yeah. More stuff.
And
more
improvements. A newer style heat pump.
Although no improvements.
That's your favorite heat pump.
Oh.
Who's this?
Yeah.
So now we're talking about his house.
I don't know who lives in that now. He lives on the roof. I don't know if he has a kid or if he rents that thing. That brick one. That's
I'm jumping ahead of you, but what are these all right here?
Yeah, I didn't.
You don't know.
What are you close?
I wasn't able. This is 1900 B Street.
1900.
Yeah. Northeast. And it's
okay.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, that was that. That the brick house that runs.
Yeah.
The door is facing west, right? The front door faces west.
Well, actually, it does. It faces the.
Unless he has
average quality, average condition.
I think 37 in the ballpark on that place. Might drive by.
Got behind the.
It's at Market now.
It's at Market now. Because that would be probably neighborhood 110, so.
Where is this guy?
He probably had a market adjustment.
He said that he could sell for 137 if it were up.
Low income deals back off of.
Okay, 349?
That one was lowered. We're right. That one.
Yeah. Okay, good.
350 went up 40,000.
That was
But you came down 70.
There you go.
Are they in?
Oh, this was an adjustment. These two were not. Apparently, they weren't fixed last year. It's the storage building.
Okay.
The adjustment is because they were supposed to build a road past it, but I don't know what happened. Now it's just a bike path, so he can only use it. He can't rent it out or anything.
That's by the railroad tracks.
That's what the adjustment was. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there was just errors on the. The duplex that he actually moved from the river. He bought it for $1 and then moved it.
$1.
It was a fourplex and they turned it into a duplex, but it's in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think Sam fixed this one too, so I just kind of went with what the working file said.
They added two car garages on either side.
Yeah.
We adjusted his land and
it's worth $204.
Sam had to ride with him in his minivan.
Right.
That was fine.
Okay.
All right.
Next one.
I got your message, you son.
That one we're doing. We got that.
Next one's commercial. 22020110.
I love that man, but go ahead.
Commercial Penguin Investments, LLC. And that went down
$50,000. Yeah, it's just average quality. It was coded as good quality, so it's where it needs to be.
What is it, apartment complex or what?
This is a duplex, and he had plans. It was supposed to be 55 and older living, It's not in the greatest hip neighborhood. It's over. He gave me pictures of the
just a duplex,
but it's
no,
a
sorry,
we had the quality wrong on there, so I put his average, and that's what brought it down to where it needs.
Who owns these here?
Cruz.
Who?
Cruz. His name is it?
Yeah, it's Priest, I guess, or Price is how you pronounce it.
Priest. Dick Priest. Yeah. Dick
Brent. No, Brent Cruz. P-R-U-P-H-S.
Everybody calls him Priest.
Priest. Okay, so he's also got 22004113.
Now these are all 50
commercial, and that went up 30,000. 38,000.
It's because it's a 50 condition. I mean,
but that's a 50 condition?
Oh, no.
That's where Donald Trump stays when he comes to town.
I think I fell through that porch.
That's near the duplex. He brought pictures of the condition of this place, but that's not his.
That's right down by the.
That's not what we're talking
about. It's before those other ones, but it sits
But 357, there's no change. He thought that maybe it was older, but he didn't.
I don't think I know him either.
I got to sign that one, too.
Is Prairie Haven
last year?
They're not in with Prairie Haven though.
Okay, what's this one here?
This is Prues or Priest again, Brent. And there's no change. He thought maybe he was older, but he didn't bring in any proof of that. He paid $200,000 in 2002, and now it's at $240,000.
2002?
Yeah, and now it's at $240,000. So
my wife today, we'll never know about tomorrow, but her and I shacked up in there for 6 months in that place. Yeah, before we got married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's your assessment of the condition?
So the condition's down?
Before or after?
Yeah. After.
That was back in 95. Okay.
Oh, Lord, I know what it was.
Locker room.
Yeah. It was definitely a workbench in there back in the day. I did a lot of woodwork.
How we got in the truck, we'll never know.
Okay. 22004861 Prairie Haven Incorporated commercial from 8:15 to 8:43.
No change. This is Prairie Haven. And all Goodwills, but it was a third case right there.
Yeah. So this is the one Kim and I had to go. Remember, they have been off the tax books for as far back as I could find. And we put them back on as one of our, this last year's BOE meeting. And we had a conference call turf hearing on it. And so now they're protesting. Now I think they've accepted the fact they have to pay taxes. It's a low income unit. So if they would give us their incomes, we would actually do an income approach on it. But they haven't.
We won't show you that.
They're not gonna. They're not gonna share. So they're on at full cost right now, and we can't do it.
Leave that alone then.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got three for Lacey Enterprises Limited. That's Farm. 22007685822007667 6.
It must be, yeah. Well,
that's
a three.
They all stayed the same.
Yeah.
And this is
probably
Leon's.
These are Leon's other three.
We visited this to an extent this morning.
Yeah,
this is a Kreiner.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay, 22001658, Jacqueline J. Clausen, residential, from 48 to 58.
That's not right. Did you have that one?
And then?
Oh, yeah, I just corrected the crawl space, and it came down like 4,000.
It's like a 101
tire bill? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. 22005872 Everett Realty. It's commercial from 578 to 718. Did we discuss this one already?
Nope, we did not.
I don't know. That's a big
one. Is that the furniture store? That must be a big building. This
must be the furniture store.
Probably
the furniture store.
It's in the city. It should be even higher.
There's been some sales of that land out over by where he's at after Harmony Burn.
40?
Yeah, so he's just adjusted to market now.
Okay.
And but it's 40,000 an acre though back in there.
Not Taylor Bart. Who was the company that bought Wix? Is it Wix?
Yeah.
Wix bought that.
Wix. Okay.
Okay. 22004808 Juan Magana Ruiz. From 68 to 80.
Magana.
Man, you were on a roll, too.
I will.
No Magana.
No Magana.
The little swirly thing isn't over the end. That's
over the end, that's right.
Okay, so that looks equalized, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's no change.
221185 66
Dennis Moore.
We're back to Dennis.
293 to 293.
Dennis Moore.
Yeah, that's the computer right there.
All right.
You guys asked us to relook at this, and right, Jared pulled out some comps, and although this is apparently a bad appraisal.
Which one is it?
Dennis Moore.
He got a bad boy letter.
The appraiser got a bad boy letter, but the comps came in right around this. So we just,
they did?
We ended up going with the appraisal.
What's his name?
For this year.
293, yeah.
For this year. Oh, for 293.
Okay.
Where's Wayne Boyd?
The appraisal won't be good.
Can I look at that house again real quick? What street that on?
Ooh. South Fork.
It's right down by Boyd, isn't it?
South Fork. And look at that house. And my house is at 280. Something. Yeah. Are you kidding me? This is at 293?
That's 350 every day of the week.
Next year.
You put a for sale sign in it, that's 350 every day of the week.
I mean, you can go.
Just because we haven't sold one, we don't have it.
I mean, to me, it just doesn't make sense.
You could go against the nice appraisal.
That appraisal? Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful house.
Actually.
I mean, right, that's what I mean. That there is too low in my eyes.
Yeah, he's got...
That's too low.
That's why you had to relook at it.
Yeah.
And brought it back.
Yeah.
That's too low.
You had brought back.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a motion right now. Okay?
Yes. Because you'll save us.
Save.
Go ahead. I'm going to make a motion on 220118566. It was current. Let's see here, real quick here. The previous total was 293. The new current total was 321245. And I think we need to keep it at the 321245. That's my motion.
We can adjust the sales comps on that. I got 80,000 just in the backyard kitchen you put in last year.
Second.
Partition, square footage.
Okay.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. I support my body's back.
I like it.
All right.
I like it. Because this is the one that caused all my problems last year. This appraisal. I'm just going to take the letter, the property appraisal board threw it out, basically, and say, go get another one.
Yeah.
Tell them this is your value.
Okay, commercial. 220141851 PK Coffin Properties.
Okay.
From 215 to 280.
We looked at this the other day, didn't we?
Is this another one we had you go look at again?
Yeah, this was Boys and Girls Home, was it?
Yeah. So it came up at the last meeting, but it was never filled out, so I'm not sure how it even. So I never had a recommendation on it or anything. And we talked about it.
And we said it.
So this is that. That was the comps. That was the comp. Yep. That he took a picture of. Yeah, it's a terrible comp.
That's a comp.
Yeah, the law office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
That's his
comp.
So.
Was he the yeller?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Is the 280 the current? Are we looking at the
That's the referee. Yeah, 215 was the current.
Yeah. That's just a computer fix as far as codes go. No comps or anything were involved in that.
So you had a 280.
Are you comfortable with the 280 or is it?
Yeah. Yeah. We bought it for 215 and 16 and we're up to 280.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. All right.
So do we need to do a separate motion because we set it at the...
No, we're going with referee.
Did we set it at the last meeting?
You set it at a different price at the last meeting.
We didn't exclude that one.
This was one that...
was this a go back and look at?
No. Yeah.
No,
no.
This was
one we realized that you did not have the right attachments. You looked at the wrong thing.
Right. We looked at this on the big board, but we never had the actual, because it wasn't done.
It wasn't done.
it in, not done.
We didn't turn it in. We never did.
You want to go to this number?
I get it.
Should not have been scanned in.
$375.
What was the protest?
Because he has to be doing work. There was a boys and girls.
He has a $40,000 per minute.
That's
done. So
maybe you add to your motion that.
$293.10 is what we're.
Well, you guys got to be close. That's, I mean.
$293.10 is what we. It's protest number 375.
You set it at 290. You set it at 293.10.
So some of these refresh my memory because it's a lot of blur, but we talked. I remember seeing the pictures the other day. What was the conversation? How did the conversation go the other day? Why did you? Why is it different than what it was the other day?
This was never. This was not filled out. I still had to look at it and write a recommendation and do everything. So it got pulled up on the big screen. So this wasn't even. We talked about it without.
Okay.
Even being looked at.
Where did the 293?
Yeah, so where'd that come from then?
The 293 is what it was, and then after I looked at it and did it, I corrected the billing codes, and it comes out to 280. So the working file now says 280.
293
came from our roll, the initial roll for that January 1. That was one of the. It was in one of the occupancy codes.
So how did we find out who did the motion and had to resend it and all that other business? Are we going to do? I mean, what's our?
Part of the.
Oh, I get it.
The whole group.
This will supersede that.
Corrected motion from 717 or something.
Okay. I will make a motion to correct this parcel number to 280-330, correct it from the July 17th setting of 293.10 to today's setting of 280.330 for parcel 2201-418514.
Can you make the motion?
Yeah.
I will.
My second.
I told you he talks like an attorney, doesn't he? I told you that.
Yeah. Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin? Marty?
Yep.
Yes. Hold you in contempt.
Yeah.
293.10 is what Mar was right above us.
Yeah, it was pulled. It was pulled from a previous. It was pulled from a previous.
Yeah. Okay. 220007063. This is Gary and Victoria Olson. We were revisiting this one.
No change.
337. No change. 337.
Okay.
Well, I just got a news update here. You want to hear it? Yes.
I
know. OJ was granted.
Yeah, he's granted parole.
He was what?
Yeah.
Oh, he's. Oh,
OJ. He's granted parole.
He's running free.
Yeah. Free OJ.
OJ.
Wow. I can have that tattoo taken off now.
He'll be back in jail in 6 months. I'll make that.
Okay. Commercial 220027080 Cherry Ridge Limited. From 1,054,880 to 2,177,885. And there's no referee.
But we have a new referee recommendation. Right there it is.
Right there.
1-841-1170.
That's cool. That's a steal for all those buildings.
1-841?
What is that?
$1 million.
That is that housing development that went in by Riverview. Riverfront, you come back this way, mm-hmm. almost right across from Scenic Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's all those brick buildings.
Nice.
Yeah, I think
I think 1.8's a steal on that.
Oh, it's low income. It is.
Low income.
Yeah, it's low income, but it's low.
Very nice.
So we have to do a different.
Yeah.
We can't use their tax credits. We can only use a percent of what they make from their income. It's those we lose a fortune on those every year. That's why you're right, because that I think it was over $7 million of construction to build it.
It was an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
So we've got 1,841,170. Okay, and that's.
Is that close? I don't even remember what they wanted, but that's how, that's all that information.
I think that's close to what it set up there.
Okay.
That the state gives us the cap.
$1 million.
Oh, yeah, we can't do that. No. Even.
Okay.
Okay, next one is Fern C. O'Neill Farm, 2202-73961. We had a previous total of zero, current of 124,150, and a referee of 85. So we've gone up. Unless it's
well,
missing data.
It was a split, farm split. It split into two or three parcels, I think. So this record card didn't have anything on it.
That's the home
and
place.
Because of that, we weren't able to make it out to Ponca to look at it. So someone needs to review it. But basically, I thought the only fair thing to do is go to last year's value plus the land. But I'm sure when someone goes and looks at it, it'll be closer to $100,000.
What is it, two or three acres?
Couldn't make it out to Ponca, yeah. How many acres is it?
Yeah, she's got a couple out there.
Yeah.
Then Mark hasn't burnt off yet.
Crazy.
Oh, this is the record card. This is the old parcel number, which I found the value of that house. The new record card doesn't have anything on it. It needs to still be sketched in and
yeah, we're behind. We gotta get out there. That's like an old farmhouse with additions attached. We gotta get out there and look at that thing.
So I couldn't justify the value because it needs to be.
Okay. We're just gonna leave it where it's at, and we'll
from last year's value plus land.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. 2200-29598 Mark Albanicious Reynolds LLC from 53 to 55.
Yeah, that's
one. Okay.
2200-45887 Lydia Valdivia.
Lydia Valdivia.
There you go. From 78 to 81.
$3,000.
Is that the big white? Big white house?
No, it is right in the corner. It's got two-car garage facing.
Oh, yeah, I know which one you're talking. It has a nice porch, all the wraparound porch underneath it.
No.
Rob?
No. Well, whatever.
It is worth it.
All right. 2200-67074 Catherine Lighting from 23 to 35. Is this the one on Stable Drive?
Gateway.
Gateway. Okay.
Gateway.
Yeah. Mobile home.
Have you been there before?
She tried to hit me with her cane.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's been there before.
Yeah, she took a swing at me.
Don't let that influence you.
So let her.
I
put that in the comments when they go inspect.
30-35's got to be off of land.
No. Land is 19.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
What's your thought process?
It's a junkyard. It looks like. I mean, there's land there, but it's all trash.
It's all trash. I think I know what you're talking about.
What does she have over there that's worth?
Oh, yeah.
23 to 47 to 35.8
Good question.
Put that number.
What do you guys have for anything that's worth 20?
Nobody's listening to you.
I know.
I mean, you're asking them questions.
I'm listening. We're listening.
Yeah, we're with you.
They're having their own party.
I mean, I'm not trying to buck the system, but I mean, I know this personally.
What are we doing with it?
You think it's too much?
For 27? You can't get much for 27 in this county.
Okay.
I'll give you the $27,000 sale. It was like 300 square feet old house here in Dakota City. It sold last year. A little, looked like somebody converted a garage into a house. And it's in fair condition, and they got 27.
But what, I don't know if this that's fair marketing.
Is this her, like, out there with her old?
We got another one.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
This is Nick Dorsey. He's number 200.
Or
he's number 200.
He probably already has. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
First page. That's the bin site.
Right.
That's the bin site in Hubbard.
Oh, okay.
200. Dorsey.
Yeah, this is the one. Didn't we have a purchase price on this one?
No. Yeah.
So let me go and find the
So this is it's as a commercial property. The value is commercial. I believe.
Yes. And I'll type it
that
in.
Was one partially in city limits.
Yeah.
Village limits, whatever you want to call
it. So it's
22-01-970-940. Yeah. 22. Take a look. Yeah. 1929. So it was a big jump.
Not in order.
Could be towards like the front.
Oh, okay.
It was on the first page.
A thicker one.
It's on the first page, so.
Yeah, it's in the first page. Okay.
Is it near freeze or?
Yeah, that's it.
Right before freeze, okay.
Did everybody at the table get to look through the four comparables that I...
Yeah, it's all in there. Uh-huh.
And did they know that it was not zoned properly?
See, yeah.
Yeah, those four comparables that I put down.
So, Jeff, is it supposed to be zoned commercial or ag?
On the blue sheet that I submitted after I purchased.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
I felt like I was very forthright on what I put down on that blue sheet after I purchased it.
So here's... This
all stuff that was included.
Can we bring it up? We can bring it up again when we can.
There it is. It's not blue on there, but it's right there.
So is this parcel here in red?
Whenever we add.
Going up to
200.
Number 200 on the first page, towards the bottom.
That comparable that's on the screen there, right there, that one,
is it?
That is 11 times higher in land value than my property. And it has highway access, and it has not changed in value in the last 5 years. The land there, it sits on, I think, 5.4 acres, and it's $6,500. Mine sits on 3.8, and it's $50,000.
What's the class on that? So if we go up, is that a 4,000 or a 2,000? Where's it at? I just wonder, is that?
Lot size? What are you looking for? You want me to go?
Oh, there you go. Keep going up. There we go. So it's commercial. So this is a comp?
Yes, it
Leo
is.
Leo Anderson, 3335. So it's in a small town. Is this like Homer?
It's right
Homer?
No,
it's across the highway. Be about, oh, right around here.
Oh, I'm going the wrong way.
Right there. Highway 35 splits it. Mm-hmm. Nick's on that side. That bin site's on that side. Be on the south side of 35.
Okay. Here's his. See, yes. The green?
It's a beautiful place, isn't it?
The green is the city limits, and it grabs that building, the bins, the drive, here. So that's the annexation. That would be the difference between a 4,000 and a 2,000. But let me check out that other one.
So here, when we fill out the version, the intended use is agricultural.
I think it's going to be right there. That's the one we're talking about.
Just trying to look at it. One bin and one building.
Part of the old rubber elevator, or remnants of it.
Oh, he's got bone going into Homer too.
And has that stuff been reviewed? Probably not.
This?
Yeah.
No, is it commercial? It was commercial, right?
Yeah, his parcel is zoned commercial. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but.
Upon purchasing the property, the questionnaire that I filled it out as agricultural, but it ended up being commercial when I received my tax statement this year.
What was it last year? Is that accurate? What was it last year?
Short
run. Did it change or something there?
I wouldn't think so. I don't, because as far as I know, Hubbard hasn't had an annexation in a while.
No, I will be here.
And this one is in town limits.
Yeah, this looks like it's inside the green. This one right here does. The 3335 is inside the green. I want to get his parcel before something. Hurry up that one. It's really slow because I'm running off of my.
And I don't want to take up a bunch of your time. I know you got tons of other people to go through. I just felt the comparables that I sought out were pretty true to what I have, and it was kind of a wide discrepancy between the comps and what I currently have.
What if we took your purchase price and took out the personal property that came with the building? Would that be fair? I mean, we could.
I put that on there at roughly around $28,000. That was
the personal property.
Was personal property.
Can I ask what you paid?
It's documented in there. $288,000.
So that minus the personal property, wouldn't that be a fair value or not?
Well, it's currently valued at $249,000.
So you'd be right. That'd be right there then. Exactly.
Yeah. But the thing that I'm a little bit hung up on is the land, the wide variance in land valuation between the comparables. The property and stuff, I understand. The bins are 5 or 6 years old. The building's 5 or 6 years old. You know, maybe some depreciation can come out of those. However, that doesn't really concern me as much as the land being valued at $13,000 an acre, and that bin site that's up on the screen is $1,100 an acre. I feel like 11 times higher than what that is with highway access is a bit much.
What did he put down? What was you asking for? I mean, obviously, you had
191, 360. Which would still be, minus the improvements, not much an acre.
So according to this, I don't know what happened. Nick, they're both of those two comps are in neighborhood 24, so they're both on the square foot because they're 2000s, they're commercials. Nick has roughly 167,270 square feet, putting him at about 30 cents a square foot for 50,070 for land. And then Leo's, in the working, the way we got it calculated, is neighborhood 24. He has more land. He has 217,800 square foot. And his square foot is 29 cents because he hit a break. The more you get, then it goes down. And his land should be at 62,700. What is it at?
It's at $1,100 an acre. So I don't know what that would figure out. And I'm not trying to get anybody else's brought up to what my
there it is. Yeah. I don't know.
You know, but I'm just here for myself. I sought those out, and that's what I found.
Look at it. I don't know.
And it's right. Not. It's right in my neighborhood.
It didn't roll or something.
I thought there was maybe an error.
Because it's right here.
So it's.
It should be 62.7. His is more.
His is 10,000.
It is a good reason.
An acre
yeah, right
less.
Now, yeah, because Nick's at. Nick's, if I go back to his ATR, which is where his tax statement comes from.
We need to add it to our clerical list.
Yeah. He's at 50,000. And Leo, would be Leo, but Anderson's at.
Yeah. So it's equalized.
Just he's at 6,500. Yeah, well, it isn't right now the way it looks. It's,
yeah, all the working finals are, but not
that. Yeah, for some reason that didn't go over. That it should have. So Leo should be 62,700. So and Nick should be 50,070. What it should be for the land. So we'll have to add Leo's to the clerical list on a computer. Error, it's a calculation and didn't roll, so it's a software deal.
So where's Nick at then? 50,070?
Nick would be at 50,070 on his land, and right now the improvements are
199.
I don't know what do you guys have.
Yeah.
249,705, does that
that's
sound right?
Cool, yeah. So that's clerical error. So they are.
Yeah.
They are the same.
Well, I wonder how many are like. I'll have to go.
There must
I'll
be
go
more.
In there and check. Did you say you found more like that, Nick?
No. I did not know. But my thing is, I'm not here. I wasn't here to find any mistakes. I originally thought that maybe mine along the lines it got miscalculated.
Wow.
To go from $21,000 to $50,000,
what was it last year?
And to go, it's a. Now, I guess, okay, so we can take that one off the table as far as it not being a comp, apparently. But, you know, at nothing else, I think it should be still in that $5,500 an acre rather than $13,000. I mean, we're talking about Hubbard, Nebraska.
It's a beautiful place.
It
lake.
Is luxurious.
It is.
Because it really, you know, Hubbard does have, Hubbard's at 13,000. When you get into like neighborhood 28 into South Sioux, it's 40,000 for commercial land. So, I mean, there is a, the further
it's
out you
still
get.
Still agriculture.
Sure. Yeah, oh, it is, and that's where we get our hands tied. We kind of get stuck on it. It's once the city annexes something, it limits what I can call it. Because if I could call it agriculture, I'd get right back down to what you're talking about.
I always thought it was.
It was. Oh, it's. Oh, that it's annexed.
No,
that it was ag.
That it was ag.
Oh, yeah, I would. I mean, if I looked at it, I would say it was ag.
Has it not been ag for quite a while?
Bill Logano has owned it for 100 years, and it was a pasture prior to about...
Yeah, McGowan, here's the name.
Right. About 9 years ago.
But was it ag then?
It looks like it's been... If I just want to go back into the historic... So, the land change started in 2013, not about building value. Land change. Yeah, because in 13 it was 14, in 14 it was 18, in 15 it was 21.
16 it slid a little.
Yeah, 16 like.
But is it commercial or ag at that time?
I'm going to assume it doesn't say.
Whatever it shows.
Let me go look at the historical file because it doesn't say.
Your neighbor always told me that. Never a show.
K-R-S.
So I started saying presume.
Presume.
K is a wise man.
Photo guy.
Yes, it had a farm file at some point that was created in 2000.
So how would it have switched? It was annexed?
Oh, that's the law. We don't have a choice.
So when it was annexed?
As soon as the city annexes, it goes away. It's not even, it's off the table as an option. Yeah.
If I can find documentation of it being egged last year before I bought it, would that make a difference?
Probably have to be.
I don't think so because it's kind of out of our hands in that sense that once it gets annexed into a city or a village or a township, that classification can't be used anymore. So it's more of a statute thing than it is a common sense thing or a planning thing or a
statute as
zoning thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the same thing as Phyllis Cleave.
It's exactly like Phyllis. It's just like that Cleave stuff over here. Yeah, she's got the same thing going on over here.
If it was annexed after January 1st of 2017, that would make it a different story for this year.
Yeah, because I won't count it until 18.
So it'd be as if you can get documentation that it was annexed after January 1st of 2017, then we'd be able to work with it.
Yeah, and it was. Yeah. Because if it wasn't done since I purchased it like the 20th of December.
That one.
But. So what you're telling me is that. Is that it's just, I'm up a creek on it.
No, you're not. No. I mean, here you are probably, but you can take it to the next level to Turk, on the state. And
I found out that they're a year behind.
It takes about I'm going in 2 weeks for 16 stuff. So July 31st is our first hearings on our 2016 protests.
2016.
Yeah.
So it would be next year.
So it's about July time frame, it seems like, before they get to us the following year.
Yeah.
But the taxes, those things, if the Turk rules on something, so let's say there's a piece of legislation that passed that we don't know about, and they say, you know what, if we can get somebody from planning and zoning to sign a letter to say that that doesn't count anymore on the annexation part. Whatever you paid when the Turk rules, they send a letter to the board and they send one to the treasurer's office to credit back whatever you paid over. It's a year later, but you get paid back.
But like the note or that I thought that I the piece of paper I filed in the office to come and have a hearing. It's a not focus on taxes.
Focus on valuation.
Yep. I presented that case, I thought, pretty thoroughly. I don't know what a lot of people come with.
No, it's good. You have comps. They sense that's good.
And whatnot.
They're people.
Do you feel like...
You did good. I mean, that's how you're supposed to do it.
But, this year over year, what was done here, I feel was based off of purchase price and not valuation. And just give me 1 second.
Yeah.
This went up 249.5% in valuation in 1 year's time. We couldn't have gotten there without it being based on, on purchase price. I was up against the wall and needing some bins last year. Big crop coming. That's neither here nor there. This is in my backyard. It's like the farm across the road. You only get one shot to buy it.
Yep.
But 250%, I feel, is a little bit of a tough pill to swallow.
And it is, and you're right, it looks screwy in the sense that, but it's not like a one-year change. What it is it's actually been a couple of years coming. It's a commercial reappraisal project we're doing, and it's because we've had over a decade where stuff didn't change consistently. Mm-hmm. It was too low. So what you're seeing are bigger jumps. What you should typically see is maybe 1 year you might get a 2% increase. You might go 2 years with nothing.
It's been more than a decade, too.
Then you'll get a 4. But if you go over 10, 15 years without, and that's what happened. We just did a new land study. The cost tables that are used now were like 1999, 98, they're 2016 now. So just what it cost to build a bin in 1998 versus 16. Changes, and then of course we'll depreciate it back based on age. But
the other thing is like, so that blue sheet that I filled out after purchasing and me putting down agricultural, that holds no value. That doesn't hold any water.
No, it's good. No, it works for us in our office because we have it in the ag and we know what you're using it for. Yeah, the statute thing. I mean, if we ever get legislation that changes that, then this in the record makes that helps us make that change.
For you.
Oh, that's fine. No, so that's okay. I mean, so it's good that you do this because that's sale data that down the road we can use. This becomes part of your record.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
See you, Nick.
Okay, so we're on the last page, right?
Mm-hmm. Not quite. 395, isn't it?
Not quite.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
22006 0622 Warren W. Niles, revocable. Brobst, trustee, Deborah, 89-69 went down. Okay. 22001850 Kent Meyer, from 13-5 So they went down.
This is another salvage. I asked him to bring in. I guess the city condemned. He gutted it, and he was going to remodel it. And then the city saw him working on it and sent out the inspector. They condemned it. He has to tear it down. I would have liked him to bring that in to me, but he does have some pictures where you can see just like it's salvage value. So they should be scanned in there, but some of them are blurry. You can
is that in Hubbard?
Termite damage. I think it's in town actually. It's 817 West 6th Street.
Oh, it looks like one of those.
It's just a dingy little.
$600-$800
He wanted to convert it. I mean, he wanted to fix it up for a rental, but it's not worth anything.
Sure.
I'd appreciate it as salvaged. I did a 95% salvaged depreciation, and then plus the land.
Okay.
So I would have liked him to bring in that thing from the city inspector, but he never did. But you can tell from the pictures that it's pretty bad shape.
Okay. 22004390 Brandon L. Troutwine, 95,920-113 So 18,000
Houston
market.
No change.
Okay.
Right. That's one of those again. Where's Woodway at? I've never heard of that.
Under the bridge. They're off of
39th, isn't it?
Yeah. You go 39th, you go underneath the bridge, that little area right under there.
To the left.
South Ridge.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep.
See.
Okay.
Commercial 22014465 Irick Properties.
$6,690,000 to $10,850,000
Who's
is that?
Scott Moll.
Yeah. Tony Gomez. Gomez
not. But now we have an income approach value on it now.
Which is?
Where's the IRA? 8928880
There's taxes from
what are they?
Oh, apartments. This is they're not low income, so you'll see a value.
Where's it at, Jeff?
Is this is this Dakota Point?
This is the one down. What is that? 16th Street.
Interstate. Interstate apartments. Well, or are you talking further down?
Further down on the heading towards
river.
Heading towards the river. They're off.
17.
I think that's 16th, isn't it?
11, 12, 17.
So there you go.
By Missouri View Lane.
Yep. Their offices right when you turn in. Sure. There's several buildings.
So we got that set at eight what?
$8,928,880
About 9 million. Yep. So that's based on income. Their 10 was based on cost, I think.
That's a nice little jump.
Income until they protested.
Okay.
We were too far.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But you'll see the value difference when you actually don't have a low income unit versus one that is.
Yeah.
Okay, so the rest of all these here are all Liberty, right?
Liberty. On the sheet. There should be 21 of them.
And are those all in Turk?
It is 21.
Turk, no. I think we settled a year or so ago. And this is their first protest back with us.
And that's the number of
That's the number in black at the bottom.
Shoe?
They're like an old shoe that is.
Okay.
Yeah, We're just all buddies with them, you know.
What's the one big one they have? The 650.
So their biggest value parcel. That's the one that has the those little triplexes. There's A through F.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the specialty ones. You have to be in counseling over across the street if you've been in that counseling.
Yeah.
If you go there, you get.
Oh, yeah.
You get a stay there.
You're right.
Yeah,
Heartland. The current value.
No, it's okay. Yeah. 1,642,390.
Yeah. And then we have to break that down into the 21 individual parcels.
Oh, okay.
So
that's a total of everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So
what is the total of these?
1,642,390.
And you feel like you guys are in a good spot on those?
Where were they at last year? After they did the Turk and all that other business.
Try one of their parcels.
I'll tell you if they're good or not with it. I think we'll be able to tell. But see, the guy
has still got to read all the parcels.
Yeah,
I just
need a
parcel. Well, while you're doing this, I'll read them all.
You read them all.
Okay, go ahead.
Read them all.
22002330122009252 22009403 22011882 22012702622014264522001428 22014529622014583022015896 22016653822017085 22017138 22017895 22018115 22019617 22019638 22019642 22019938 22020606 22020684 That's all 21 of them.
I missed, like.
Hey, so what was their value then prior?
We're looking it up right now, guys. I have to go to different spreadsheets.
So we're done for the time being, obviously. Once we adjourn with all this business, we're done through all of them. And now there's another group that's going out. Is there another group that's going out that they possibly could come back and protest yet or not?
A group of clericals? What is it, clericals?
Yeah, just clericals. Is that all it was clericals?
Mm-hmm. And that window has expired on the first or second group that we did, and no one's protested.
Perfect.
Good.
So we'll see. We got one more group of clericals on today's agenda.
Well, we thank you guys for doing what you did and all your hard work.
It looks like we had it at, and this is the 15 was $938,058.82. There's one more in between. I can get that record up.
Well, there has to be one in between, like 16. Well, 16.
Yeah, I got 16 here.
That's 16.
Find that guy.
I remember that year.
Yeah.
Good year.
The border.
Let's see if this is the one.
Is that a good year, Marty?
It's all right. You bet.
South Sioux City's 164. That's the new one. Okay. We're getting a little closer. South Sioux City Liberty Place was.
Kevin Rogers the other day, he was looking at the CRP with his old place there.
Nice.
He probably should have done it this year. There's nothing there.
They're full right now.
Are they? CRP? They aren't taking anyone.
Or they might be getting in the fall, but it doesn't look like probably.
No kidding. You missed a boat there, didn't you? Because he'd farm that long enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think, did Kevin cash in that? Or?
I don't think so. I think it's a
I think we started out and said we were at the one set. We were at 1.7.
1.7.
So this is lower than last year.
And then we ended up at 938 on that Terp pays, because we had to use their expenses, which are like 80-some percent of their effective gross income. So now what I did is I went back and I took all their data over the course of 4 years for all seven of my low-income units and averaged them out to come up to, they have 60, they all average 60% together versus that 80. So now I put everybody at 60. I don't give them a choice anymore.
So you can...
So I'm back, and so the guys that cheat, like, well, Canterbury will start now because it's Selden Company that manages these. Selden Company is the one that knows the system.
All right.
So they beat us, they got us last year, but now we've got them. So,
well, this is a good number.
Yeah, I got the guy out of Lancaster County, how they did it, and that's what he said. The only way to beat that is to do averages, and they just have to have the data, so we put it all together. And
good
deal. Yeah, so now we're going full
paper
60s.
For you, Joan.
All right. God, I wish we could have.
Man, I wish we had two more pages.
Okay, that was
last year.
That was it.
Now, guys, so clarify.
I need a motion to accept the referee's recommendation and the current total recommendations on the ones that we did not do a separate hearing on.
I couldn't tell you how many that is.
The separate, it looks like we did.
Do you want to know?
I got it.
Yeah. No. All right. I'll make that motion. Do you accept the referee's recommendation then?
No, I'd second that.
Same for that.
Yep.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Nice job.
Okay.
Yeah.
The new business section A done.
No, section B.
Jeff to present a report of clerical errors.
Okay, guys.
Are you about done with this clerical error?
Yeah, this is it. Might not be it.
You might want to look at that.
I gotta
Anderson
look,
thing.
Yeah, I got to look at the Anderson thing.
You're going to have to look at all of his comps now.
Yeah, how many did he put in? He won't tell me, but he turned them in.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do
like
that.
Four comps.
Bryce is probably his customer.
Yeah.
Was.
So I shouldn't add that to the letter. Hey.
Yeah.
Nick said.
Thanks, Nick.
But you're not paying.
I just didn't have it.
So we have a two sets.
How many?
I think Joan had some sweets.
I got to get them
too.
All of them.
What, your houses?
Your houses.
So we'll do neighborhood one.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
See you next year.
Good job. Have a good one.
We're going to be only 100 next year.
Oh, or here, give that back to
us. Yeah, they're going to be a lot madder.
You're
home at your show.
Yeah, 70 pictures.
With all your land. And your
No.
Mr. Hustle. Good job, guys.
It'll be a lot less.
With the pool, I'm going to say you got to be around 400.
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah.
Thanks,
God.
I'm way over.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping open contract.
See you from the first.
The pool's we're
getting it done. I like it.
Sometimes the pool is the crazy.
You need a wheel cart in here.
That's not talking land.
That's what I'm wondering. I think Joan. Is that the
land at the house? That's
yeah.
You guys have to keep the rentals for like 3 years or something?
They've been controlling
a little bit.
Since we have a scan, I don't know why we'd have.
I'm small enough that I can just run overnight.
What would you sell
for? Yeah, you'll keep up all right.
So, yeah. What would you sell for?
What do we got for clerk?
Sell and get us to the
back. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you ever went to
print one of those phone yet?
You know, I looked into it a little bit. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I just got out of school about a year ago.
I've already done the 100 and the 110. So the 115 is
harvested.
The same thing. You know, it's going to change over.
At the end of the day,
feel like that's the same way. Any data is critical.
I plan 60.
And after we've made all those changes, we need
a grip on 12 packs.
added 1 million.
Start going.
How do they? 71,000.
What kills me is if you remember
my grandson.
We went from 16.3 million
to
17.3 million.
And
for the fire that who has the house that's all expensive on
the way to the house.
Yeah, so they all went. There's a little
longer. Last spring, I told myself, I'm going to
go. I didn't put a comment on it. It was very significant.
He just serious.
It was just
one way to go.
There was another one on the party and stuff like that.
I think he gets
more
acquainted.
So this one, yours, I wonder. When you see that submitted problem,
the only problem is this way. I phone looking all the time.
We did pick it up. We missed one side. So I was sitting out there.
I hear you.
You know what?
That should be it.
So we went out and picked that up. That's the biggest change.
That option phones are good.
So it's a 1.5 million
range. They are. They already are.
I guarantee you there's more in
it. Joan
has the one for you.
Take these to Cherie.
Huh?
Or do you next leave them here? Oh,
no, Joan's got
the same. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Clerical errors, neighborhood 115.
Yep. So which ones
we had three on there. Two of them were big ox that we...
That's right, she took them.
That we did this morning, and another one we had done on a previous, on 7-6, we had set the value. So I'm not sure. Okay. So I need to find them on here and see what you maybe, you're recommending they do.
Yeah, whatever it is, and that, and we'll just. Yeah, just if those we'll just ignore
seven,
and go, because we just went to current with everyone. And then that, and I think you have the original for Kevin to sign on 150.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
The clericals for this neighborhood 115.
Yep.
It went from 16,338.50 to 17,879.821. So a raise of 1,541,771. And it looks like however many.
Oh, I think we had
50, 75.
Clerical orders.
Yeah, and they're on
right in that ballpark.
Okay.
And then,
I don't see them on your sheet, so I'll find them later.
Okay, right. But those will just be, we got
to
stay.
If we have to redo this for him to sign, we can do that.
I can just delete the lines online and resend you one.
And then, if you want to, there's three on. The second miscellaneous clerical also, Fred Dinker, we had already done. Ronald Rapp, we had already done.
Yes.
Don't bring him in.
Trustees, we already done. And did you want to add
a little creepy glasses?
So this.
Dragon Ball. They're almost Dragon Ball glasses.
This would be sheet that Anderson would go on. Because this is the miscellaneous. This was just anything else that we saw changes over 5% on. We dumped it and then just looked at it to see if there was an error.
Okay.
Leo's parcels can be added. And then probably the other parcels that they found.
Yeah, I wrote it down. I just sent myself a reminder email. And
boy, that's it.
On that board,
he stuck to his guns. Though. No.
He did good. Yeah, he was consistent.
Stuck to his guns and told us no. Yep, that was fine.
Yeah. So guys get real crazy and buy an 80 next to me and pay way too much for it.
That's what we needed. That's all we got to do.
Because it's right next to me.
But yeah.
And I don't want this value 2 years from now. Will you lower it for me? How do you argue that?
I don't
care.
Yeah. It's tough to argue.
I mean,
purchase price.
You know,
generally, in a TURC hearing, you know, that when I see something like that, I don't have to worry about doing a lot of prep work. I just give them a copy of the 521 and then let them explain the way.
And the only reason I ask him about his personal property, I thought maybe it added up to more than that. But the hell, it can arrive right to your numbers.
Yeah, and then it added up.
You didn't know that at the time.
No, I had no idea. No.
So,
I think it was a good idea. I was trying to look it up to figure out why the difference would have been there. But
I looked at his list, and I thought, well, hell, maybe there's 80 guys.
I do a lot of tile work and things like that. And a lot of times when I'm moving around, just countless.
Carpet or anything?
No, just from tile and stuff like that.
Just ask a lot of the old inmates.
Old knuckle dragger.
Yeah, old knuckle dragger.
Okay, so...
This is a good one. So on the miscellaneous, because this is one we found an omitted property, that Big Ox, which we've talked enough about it today, but Big Ox, the guys went out and picked it up out of the new construction, so we added $12 million of value there.
Good.
So this one ended up being $12,534,688 up. This is like ag stuff, rural stuff.
So the $12 million for the Big Ox construction, that was just that project?
Yeah.
It hadn't been on.
We did a percent 1 year, and then we go out, we pick it up, and do a percent complete, and for some reason that didn't roll the over on the first draft. Well, good. So they're probably happy when they got the... Or actually, they got nothing in the mail, so they're thinking, okay, it didn't go up. Well, you're going to get something now.
Sorry to interrupt. This is a clerical... that we sent a new value to, but she actually protested it. You know, it's a neighborhood 100.
Okay.
So we already sent him out a new value, but she also protested. I don't think we discussed it at all, but I have a feeling that she's going to protest the clerical value. So I'm not really sure. It didn't come up. You know, it was just one of those weird ones where she already got sent a new value, but...
Oh, okay.
So that trumps this, then, right?
And she wants to go up.
That. Yeah. She does want to go up. Yeah.
No more protests.
I know it's never.
Okay, I don't know what to do. Okay, so we'll just have to deal with her when she comes back in. So she has time to reprotest.
Yes. Okay, perfect. I was sure if we needed to look at it.
No, she can just reprotest.
All right. Bye, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Jameson. And then Neighborhood 110 had four more that added 6,735 that I didn't have in the last one. We found those two.
Okay.
And so that ends the clerical, except for I got to look at some comps apparently. And on this list, Joan, Rapp I had on here because I didn't know what we did with him.
The one out at Rotunda?
Yeah.
We went to the appraisal.
They dropped him 10% on it. So that was one, and I added it to mine because of equalization, because he'd be the only one in phase four with 10%. Nobody else even has depreciation. The problem with that appraisal was when he did the appraisal in August, the sale, the smoking gun sale as we call them, was Odell's house for $384,000, which is more than his. It's about almost 500 square feet smaller, 7 years older or 6 years older.
Mm-hmm.
So when you comped it, back down, that put him right back up at 409. And I had him at 417. So I'm not sure what we want to do with it. I know if we leave the 10%, he'll actually be lower than people on who aren't even on the water. I mean, I couldn't build his house for 375.
So you want to add him to the clerical?
Yeah, he spent 54 or 55 on the lot, and then he's got 2,100 plus square feet on the main, and they get listed him at about 2,000 partition finish in the basement. And even at $150 a square foot, he's over four. Well, two of his neighbors are too. And they just didn't protest. They went over four last year.
Right.
We came in, and when I talked to them, they understood.
So he should be on the list.
So really, I don't know what to do with him. If we don't have anybody trying to take us to Turk, then it doesn't create a problem for us in Rotunda's neighborhood, because nobody can pull it out and say you're not equalized. And then I'll just fix it next year.
And then
I don't know if anybody...
situation starts to happen.
Yeah.
But nobody can protest beyond this point now, can they?
No, it'd have to be something we have out there, and I don't know of anybody off the top of my head that would use this against us.
I would say put him at what he's supposed to be at.
But then we just say that appraisal is no good, a one-year-old appraisal. Then what makes an appraisal good? If you're borrowing money against an appraisal...
Yeah, that's the first problem, like with this appraisal, he did this for Bart's Bank. It was a mortgage appraisal. And technically, that's not supposed to influence a fee appraiser, but it does, because the banks set the guidelines you use. Mm-hmm. They, you got to bracket it. You got to have one that's sold for about the same amount. You got to have one that's higher, one that's lower. They kind of dictate what they can pull for comp. So I, this was done by Nepal Appraiser, and those guys are pretty good. Like, we won't turn this one in because when he pulled it, he didn't have the two best. Because we got Cools on the river that sold for $365, and I got a $384 on a lake, and he's at $375, and his house is Superior by at least $40,000.
Was there a lot of land that went with Cools on the river?
Six acres is all.
Because I remember him dividing it out.
Yeah, he wanted to sell the whole thing for like as a big four number, and then he just couldn't get any takers, and then he took out six, I think, acres. Yeah. And on that, so that's like $40,000 for the first acre, $25,000 for the second, and $3,000 for everything else.
That's a beautiful home on the river.
Oh, yeah. And then, like at Rotunda, the lot sales are $56,000 for half an acre. So it's $112,000 an acre. So they have to adjust that much out. So he's just, his appraisal, when it's comped out the right way, would put this house probably closer to $420,000. He just didn't do it.
So, leave him out.
He didn't have any sales there to do it with. So he used the best.
Did you from your phone?
And so the problem with it is it was for a mortgage. And the second problem is it. He tried to stick with the sales on new construction. He should have used new construction. Because he didn't have a comp like it to do it. And then his other problem is on a comp, so you got to put what you call.
See you later.
Adjustments on it, it's easy, Bill. And the rule of thumb is you can only go 10% on your first bank of adjustments. Your net can't exceed 20, and your average can't exceed 15. He's got three of his comps that are all over the allowable percentages because they're that bad. And not bad because he kind of was forced to pull them.
I think we should clerical him, put him where he's supposed to be.
On there because I'm not. The appraisal. Which actually, I could probably call Dennis and have him redo and look at it. He wouldn't argue with us. Yeah. Not if I gave him those two.
Yeah, we'll do it right.
Yeah. I just don't want to see it.
Okay. Well, then I'll leave it on. I just wasn't sure because it was already done. And then was there another one, Joan? You said I had on here. I tried to do something.
Then why did? And not that it makes a difference to me, but why did we decide to do it the other way just a couple days ago?
Yeah, I'm not.
Because of the
appraisal. I think the guys just decided with the appraisal. They never talked to me about it, so I never had a chance to review it. And normally that's what we do. If we see an appraisal, we'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to review it myself first because usually most of them are okay. But like last year, out of 970, I don't know how many turned in appraisals, but we had to turn in six of them. Out of way more than that. Normally,
all right.
Perfect.
All right. So, the clerical errors were presented. We got them. Move on to mail and or emergency business.
We have to make a motion.
Oh.
Do we have to take a motion to accept the clerical errors? Is that what you're saying?
The chair to sign.
The list? Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have the chair to sign in on the clerical errors.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Okay,
that's the end of new business. Mail or in emergency business. I don't have anything. Public comment?
Come here.
Nobody left in the public. We're adjourned. It is 3:09.
There you have it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Marty. Thanks, Tony. It was a lot of fun.